The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers.
Legion
of Skanks.
Welcome to the club. Hey, now.
Yeah.
There he is.
Everybody, what's up? It's Legion of Skanks podcast. Ari's fucking a dog.
Ari, no.
He's fucking a dog. Yeah, you love it. You saw it. Oh, get back to Ari. Go back to Ari. Yeah. Oh,
his face. It's not his first time sexually abusing a dog on the podcast. It's a pattern.
Oh, get back, Ari.
No.
Oh,
banging a dog.
The dog loves it. This is gay dog sex. Damn. He wants it.
He loves it.
Damn, dude. Look at everyone gathered around the camera.
Drip down your legs, bitch.
Ari, that mustache was born to fuck a dog. Oh, Ari will put a whole dog's mouth.
I hope he bites you back.
Yeah. Ari, chill, dude.
No dogs were harmed in Ari's rape.
True. Yeah. It's the Legion of Skanks podcast, everybody. We're coming to you on a special Tuesday night edition because yesterday was Labor Day. Happy belated Labor Day to everybody. Hope you guys labored hard.
It's for chicks who give birth, right?
I thought it was for chicks who fucking wear the red bandana and do this.
It might be. I think it's for all of them. It's definitely not for stand-up comedians.
It's for women, right?
the bullets.
It's for a bunch of broads, you know, who played baseball when men had to leave in war.
Hey, happy 77 cents on the dollar day, bitch.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Big J. Okerson, everybody. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Sorry, I was just taking a second to think about how terrible that baseball must have been.
Oh, it really must have been terrible, dude. Baseball.
They hadn't even been practicing. Like, no. It was just like, listen.
Oh, a league of their own baseball?
Yeah. They weren't even allowed to play before that. It wasn't even like the UFC were like, there's some people who some women who are actually fighting already.
You had to explain the rules of baseball to them and then tell them to go play baseball.
No, I'm saying, can we cook while we play? No, it's way out of what you're thinking.
It was
not even.
It was outlandish.
Close to what you do.
It was outlandish when they started combining cities' football teams to be one team, like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Eagles did the Steagles.
What?
Like in that year, like a war year, that was probably awful. And lights out a million times better than a league of their own baseball.
Dude, you literally could go to any like 12-year-old boys playing baseball, and it's going to be better than a league of their own baseball.
They should have recruited children.
Zero home runs. Not a home run.
They should have brought young boys.
Yes. Shirtless, glistening boys.
Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish are the coaches.
now I'm talking. Every person who had to go buy a ticket and watch a league of their own baseball wished they were in the war, in the middle of combat.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you something? And I'll say this. I want to make a statement here. I said no home runs. I will say no out of the park over the wall home runs.
Oh, there were some bunts.
400 per game home runs, infield home runs, where just no one knows can reach each other with the ball.
Actually, overthrew the second baseman. It's into the outfield.
Sally. Severely underthrew the shortstop.
Sally, just hold it. Stop worrying. Just hold it, Howie.
Dude, so many home runs, infield home runs.
Terrible cover.
They nailed
the back.
It, dude. They nailed
terrible.
It.
Cover of the bag.
Oh, this
she's
is,
running to second. She's still got her fielding glove on.
Making this a reality is actually Hitler's worst crime.
This is the
Hitler's worst crime was making Americans be forced to watch girl baseball.
How do they run around the bases and save time to sit on their boss's lap?
No idea what they're doing.
They still made him wear skirts.
You dingy dames.
How do they find 9 lesbians to play on the same team?
The Newark dingy dames.
Yeah. Hey, the Newark dingy broads. Yeah.
The fucking
the Indianapolis barefoot and pregnant.
The Sacramento skillet workers.
Mike, can we're I not allowed beer? To smoke in here.
Stella Artois.
Because Godfrey said.
What's Godfrey? Would God, well, when Godfrey gets here, we could ask him permission.
Godfrey smokes a little weed.
Does he? Know?
Yeah. Smoke in here.
I
Who
smoked,
owns the
I've
studio.
I've smoked weed with Godfrey before. I've smoked weed with Godfrey before, I will
say. Well, I want to respect the fact that it's
his
studio, and it's not even our night, typically.
Someone text him and say, does he care if we smoke weed in studio before his show?
He might still have the same number as last week.
It's very possible. So
can somebody do that Boost Mobile clicky thing to him?
Tell him T.I. said it was cool.
There's a simple solution here. Somebody beep Godfrey. Yeah. See if it's okay.
Take some 911, 911.
T.I., huh? T.I. on Gas Digital. Pretty
he came
exciting.
In?
Yeah.
No, he called in.
Yeah, that's a while ago, Jay.
He called into the cellar, too.
Oh, did they?
Jay? Less exciting.
Came to the cellar.
He came to the cellar. Less
did they
exciting.
Patch things up?
Yeah, Godfrey? Immediately.
I think Godfrey good. Brought him to the cellar.
He did.
Oh, great.
It was uncomfortable.
I heard T.I. did not do great at the cellar.
He did not, which is weird because every dumb celebrity who wants to lean on take a spot always does okay.
John Mayer eventually called himself a comedian. He started calling himself an actual cop. He was like,
remember when he
comedian.
Said that his dick was a white supremacist?
Because
it punishes black women?
No, dude, because he was like, I'm not racist, but my dick is.
Yeah.
Like, my dick's a white supremacist.
I always remember when...
You wouldn't expect him to, but he rules.
Awesome. No, dude, I'll tell you, when David Tell was on stage, that's one of my favorites, and John Mayer, he was busting John Mayer's balls, and John Mayer goes...
His white supremacist balls.
He goes, come on, Dave, we're all comics here, and David Tell started punching the piano keys and going, really? And then he pointed to someone in the front row and goes, how long was your really? Oh, that really made me laugh.
Dude, I never saw John Mayer even perform. I know him and Shirai became friends. Was he okay at stand-up?
Listen,
did he get okay?
Can I tell you something?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the real answer to that is. Here's what I'll tell you. I get wrapped up as much as anybody in celebrity neatness, especially when I was as... That was 10 years ago, at least.
Still
you know what
do.
I mean? The John Mayer thing. Actually, more than 10 years
you
ago.
Still do. I saw you shriek when you saw the dad from Elf last week.
Oh, my God. Fucking Willie?
Oh, yeah. Jay is Jay's a little bit of a star fucker. Yeah. This is, we
no,
all know this
no
man.
I'm not a star fucker. I'm actually afraid.
He's not going to introduce you to Alf, Jay.
Dude, you don't know that yet. We exchange emails. I think it's a real email. It's alfdad@gmail.com.
There's no apostrophe.
No apostrophe. A-L-F-S, dad.
Yeah, but apostrophe's an email
he
address.
He put an apostrophe in the one he wrote down. No, he was
right.
Probably giving
Start
it.
Start putting apostrophes in your emails so
oh,
we can reach
Alf.
It. Was that him?
Yeah. Whoa, he did not age great
Willie,
35
dude.
Years.
We're oh good friends God, now. Dude. No, but I still have, like I said, I said this at the bonfire, how much we go at Corey Feldman and how, for sure, he does not like us.
Yeah.
If he walked in the room, I'd still be like, yeah, it's Corey fucking Feldman. I think it's fucking...
He'd punch you directly in the face.
He does not like me. He's not a fan at all. So I still fucking... So John Mayer...
Would you celebrity box Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
What do you have against Corey Feldman?
Jay, can I say, Jay's a little bit of a... He'll only celebrity box somebody if...
He hates them.
He knows he can beat them.
What about the guy from, about what that? About the guy from Papa Roach?
Why?
I thought you hate him.
No.
Who's the guy that was on the cruise? Papa Roach?
Oh, no.
3 Days Grace.
Three
yes.
Days Grace. Three
I actually
Grace.
Put it out for Skankfest that I would fight Barry Stock from 3 Days Grace, or I would fight there
was
one other one.
And 3 Days Grace wrote back and
fight.
Said, he's not a celebrity.
There was some other person I said I'd be able to beat for sure.
He will box you, but you have to just call it boxing.
Yeah.
You can't.
FYI, if someone can find on SDR, it's cool to smoke.
Godfrey said it's cool to smoke? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, Godfrey's black. What he says is cool is cool.
That's definitely cool. Oh, so now we know for sure.
No, no, Godfrey said smoke cool.
Godfrey
said, yo, you know what's cool? Smoking
yeah,
cools.
You got cools.
So when John Mayer, my point was, John Mayer went on stage the thing, instead of, I was still in a place where I wasn't like, John Mayer's bumping the show back, some fucking celebrity trying to like ride dick. When you came in the comedy is very indicative of what you feel about certain people who were like pivotal, like the Dane Cooks and stuff like that. And but John Mayer, when he went on, I listened to it with an air much more than what I would think now. Would be very different than at the time I was going like, it's actually a really funny concept. It's really, and I remember one of them because I was like, that's actually a good concept. He was talking about taking a shit, things you do when you're taking a shit, and one of them was like, one of them was staring at like a shampoo bottle and trying to move it with your mind. It was something about trying to move it with your mind, and like, and then you start to think to yourself, what if it does move? Like, what do I do with the fuck? It was like, it was undeveloped thing. Whatever it was, I was just like, oh, I do weird stuff in a bathroom where I like fantasize.
At least it wasn't a joke about its celebrity.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, so I don't know. Nice. I, at the time, and then of course he gave us all tickets to come see him at the Garden, and he is a guitar wizard. So whether you like the music or not, you're like, Jesus Christ, this guy is murdering at the Garden.
He does magic with a guitar?
He does.
Dude, he's fucking really good guitar player.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
Yeah, dude. No, he's a fucking he's a virtuoso guitar.
What were his songs?
Wonderwall. I saw him.
No, you know what's funny? His songs that are hits.
His songs that are hits
mean almost nothing to me at all. When I saw him in concert, I'm just saying.
You cried?
There are songs I could tell you where it's like he just fucking shreds.
I saw him with.
We cried when we saw Nine Inch Nails together, dude.
That's right, bro.
On mushrooms while we were makeup on our faces. Like two gay boys.
In front of two gay boys.
In front of my daughter.
My family wasn't there.
Your sister was there.
Oh, she is my family.
That does technically count.
That is family.
I guess it counts.
Family.
Isabel was wearing a bodysuit for the first time in front of me. I was weirded out by that. You guys were crying behind me, and it was very odd.
She grew up that day.
That day she really grew up.
Well, I mean, we did give her Molly and mushrooms.
I saw.
She did suck fuck her way backstage.
Yeah, that's right. She came back just dripping. Sorry, Isabella. I don't mean that, Isabella.
I'm sorry, Isabella. You know, she got mad at me recently. I saw her. She's like, because I'm not allowed at Legion of Skanks.
Oh yeah. Oh.
And I was like,
by the way,
because you're a child, you're not coming to listen to our rape jokes.
By the way, she's gonna call you up on. She's talking to me today. She wants to get you up on. You told her she could shadow people here and kind of learn podcast stuff.
Did I say that?
You did.
Isabella.
I was on drugs when I said that.
Why would you allow your daughter to shadow these people, these degenerates? These freaks of nature.
Look at that idiot out there.
Two of them in here.
I think all these people.
Dorks.
I think all these people would not only be welcoming, but excited to.
That one's got an eating disorder.
Of course they would. They'd be welcoming to any human being who wanted to talk to them.
Yeah, they're on acid.
Yeah.
You're very welcoming when you're on acid, Jay.
Blaze your own path, Isabella.
I think you guys would have both let Isabella shadow you and show her what's kind of going on.
No, Jay, I feel like you're taking this the wrong way. I'm not saying they wouldn't be willing to shadow Isabella.
Yeah. Can we get an ashtray instead of assuming we're just going
to
ash it?
I mean, come the fuck on. Would Godfrey have to put up with this?
No, for sure not. He's so cool.
He's so cool.
He's got twisty hair again.
No way.
He went full.
He was bald a week ago.
Can I tell you something? Dude, it goes
he's
so
blacks,
fast.
He's dude.
Him and Artie Fuqua were known because they both had that twisty, fun hair.
Yeah.
And then Godfrey one day shaved it off, and you were like, God damn it, guy's still.
Looks good bald.
Looks good bald, handsome as fuck. And then he's twisting the hair again. He looks fucking awesome all over again. Thank you. Finally.
This is who
cool.
you want Isabella shadowing?
From
people
Amsterdam.
Who can't even get an ashtray together?
I thought he got it together in very prompt time.
Did I say Isabella can shadow people? There's no way I said that.
Isabella, I can get you an internship at stand-up in New York.
I think you said it at the stand, actually. And I think if you said if she stops coming to Skanks, which she did, you told her two things. You go, one, you'd have a two-hour conversation with her about podcasts,
which she has not called you on yet.
I would give her a little podcasting tutorial.
And then you said, and also goes,
guidance.
Well, you said, I'm sorry, and it was not on a podcast, on a phone call to me.
Oh, that's
when you were explaining to me about why you really don't want Isabella there, which I had already been like, when Byron sucked his own dick, I was like, you're right.
Yeah, I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't wrong.
That was the moment when you said Legion of Skanks may not be appropriate for children.
But you said if Isabella wants to know, like, learn the ins and outs of, like, podcasting and all the thing, he goes, I'd be happy to have her come to guest station, like, shadow.
Maybe I said that, but it was in desperate because she was showing up, like, week after week. I was trying
to get
her.
It's like when you tell a girl, like, hey, I'll take a vacation, just suck my dick. And then you're like, she does. You're like, oh, I'm actually going to have time for a vacation or the money.
Lewis has to take vacations monthly because he promises them for dick sucks.
Yeah. How about, fucking Belize?
What's Belize gonna get me? Will you put a finger in my butt?
I mean, I will say, look, if she wants to, she wouldn't shadow this show. We could put her on shows that aren't fucking.
No, of course, she can't shadow this show.
No. I thought more about coming in during the day and like.
Well, yeah, they produce shows here.
Yeah.
What do you think happens?
No, but it's not Legion of Skanks, is my point.
It's shitty shows, he's saying. Bad shows compared to the flagship show.
It's disgusting, equally, blah, blah, blah. All this good. No, it's all great. I think she'd have a great time.
All right.
I say, maybe. Isabella. Go do your own thing.
I went to Tim Dillon's Labor Day party. You guys all bailed.
I didn't bail. I landed at 4:45. I wanted to go.
I didn't bail. I just didn't go.
I bailed.
I wanted to go really bad. I was jealous. I was hoping you'd say it wasn't good.
But I do think it was funny. Well, here's what happened.
No, it wasn't great. It was good.
Can I say something? I bailed because I was all about the...
Bailed and implies you were intending on going.
Then your life was all about the Benjamins?
But then I was like, I started thinking about the drive and... how limited time I have and how much that drive was going to be horrible. Everyone, I assumed, leaving the Hamptons at the same time. Wasn't so much going up there I was worried about.
I assumed it was going to be crazy traffic.
I was worried about the leaving being a thing.
Turns out there's a recession. No one can go there anymore.
Well, you're not wrong about that because that was my big thing. But when I decided in my mind, I was like, yeah, dude, I'm just not going to do the drive. I invited all of the people, you know, all of my friends who were like, don't have anywhere to go on Labor Day. You know what I mean? That we're just going to hang home.
The Misfits.
The Misfits. I've already invited them to my house.
Mm-hmm.
So then Tim messaged me the other day, and he goes, hey, I heard you're worried about traffic, but I don't think it's going to be – it's not that far into the Hamptons, and
that's,
it's like
– that's him reaching out desperately.
Well, so that's
and
you guys, and you're it's gonna as go far think, as you can go in Long Island.
It is as far. It's at the end.
It's the so very he goes, end.
It's known as a Long Island, and it's yeah. at the end of this long
It's the end of all the long. It's the bottom of the long. The end of the long.
I couldn't have gotten a place further
Tim is
away.
Just a liar.
You guys want to slide island. By on Labor Day?
Well, no, he said it's like an hour and 45-minute, two-hour drive.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So that's fair. That's not long at all. But I was like, well, I go, you know what? I think I made the right choice because people are coming over now, which is going to be fun. And I go, I really don't want to spend like my whole fucking Monday, my
you.
One weird day off. That's not natural. That's not normal.
With Tim Dillon.
No, not with Tim Dillon.
Well, that's rude.
I thought the party would be fucking phenomenal, but I was like, I just, the 5-hour possible drive home. It's not worth it to me. And by all accounts, everyone, like, zero traffic almost
zero.
Both ways.
Zero traffic both ways.
I was like, oh, well, I over-ordered
door
Mighty
to door,
Quinn's at my house.
2 hours and 15 minutes from Jersey, where I'm at in Jersey.
Wow.
And I remember I pulled up, and I got a
you remember this?
I got a 12-pack of beers yesterday. I remember it.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, good memory, right? I bought a 12-pack of Corona, because you go to a barbecue, bring a 12-pack of Corona. I pull up and there's valet parking out there.
No fucking way.
And I was like, put the fucking beer in the car. I didn't even bring it in.
You look like an ass if you bring that in there.
A jerk off. Yeah. Walking in with a 12-pack of
beer.
He's
like, hey, I got you guys a can opener.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like, we have
just
mead
went
on
over
goes,
the...
I brought 24 wings from a great wings spot.
Doggy.
It's in Jersey. They're a bit cold. You have an oven here.
Okay. It was a great party, but there was something like, it was like.
Something missing.
Ari Shaffir was missing, first of all. Ari is life of the party. Everyone knows
Ari
that.
Is life of the party.
But it was like.
I'm never missing from
there
a
was a little bit something removed. It was almost like too nice. Like you have like these fucking, first of all, he hired all black people to be the waiters, which was very racist. It was, the only other black person there was Uriah Hall, UFC.
No way.
Yeah, UFC.
What's he doing there?
I think Karen Feehan brought him.
Really?
Karen Feehan brought Uriah Hall?
Yeah.
Wait.
Is that the most random thing?
Uriah Hall was just there.
Yeah, Uriah Hall was just there.
I thought...
I gave him a plate full of chicken bones and told him to bring them to the kitchen. And then he was like, I'm UFC fighter Uriah Hall.
He goes, oh my God, you are? He goes, I'm sorry. Bring my car around. We're getting ready to get out of here.
Well, he started sucking on the chicken bones.
He goes, how did you know? Oh, there's still some meat on these shits.
Look at his face.
This is what happens when you got a bunch of white people eating chicken wings.
You got meat.
Oh.
Go,
the gristle where the protein at.
Dude, that guy's ripping apart Karen.
I don't know. I know she did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Maybe she's hanging out with somebody. Maybe Karen is just fucking hanging out, being friends.
No,
with
she could be his Muay Thai trainer.
He's probably not splitting her in two.
Oh, my God. Let me see, Eric. Can somebody Photoshop Karen on him? Can the next 5 minutes, could you guys work that out and then hit us with what
Jay,
you got?
Please. He was very cool. Very nice guy.
I bet it's fucking your ex-girlfriend.
His balls are empty. He feels great.
He did to her what you never could.
He's like, yo, you know how far back the back of this bitch's pussy is?
I was like, no.
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 I saw the middle, I think. Oh, man, the middle's a motherfucker, but the back?
That deep?
I guess I shouldn't be telling her business. I mean, she brought him out. It was in public.
No, totally. She wants everybody to know.
Karen wants everybody to know that.
Karen's having sex with Uriah Hall.
We don't know there that, you guys. You can't just say that.
Oh, no. It's official now.
Well, no, what now we don't know is how much anal sex they're having.
Oh, my
7
God.
And 20.
Oh, she must have a death wish.
Yeah.
Karen, you deserve better. Don't you let your butthole get ripped apart by Uriah Hall.
She's so small.
I bet that guy is swinging heavy hammer.
What weight class is he?
He was 185.
Oh. We all thought he was going to be champ someday.
He cut to 185. That means he was 200 or 205.
Yeah, you know,
he's retired now?
He's retired. 220. 220, yeah.
Wow.
He's eating ice cream.
Oh, dude, he's thick.
That's crazy.
Oh, thick.
I'll tell you what, dude, that guy's got a vein that runs up the east side of his dick that is just fucking righteous.
Yeah, handsome guy, nice
Alex,
guy.
Alex, you tell someone to
call Alex, you could just say chop chop.
Alex, you did me a favor, pull your head in for 5 seconds, maybe
Alex,
tell somebody.
But he was literally the only, me and him were the only brown people there besides the staff.
Oh, I forget you're brown.
You
I
do,
always
right?
forget you're brown.
I never do. It's so weird that you forget because I always
it
remember.
It haunts me.
It's like this weird detail of a white guy. Like, you know, technically, he's...
But oh, yeah. it's the worst out that we have. You go, no, we're not, because
it's funny how visibly Puerto Rican you read.
Yeah,
but in personality, not at all.
Yeah,
I have a little bit of Latino flavor now.
You don't? No, not at all.
Not even a little bit.
I mean, your name is very Puerto Rican.
Luis,
almost zero rhythm.
The pictures of your dad, but you as a person,
my mustache.
No, everything about you is super Puerto Rican looking.
It looks Puerto Rican.
Yeah, no one's arguing that. You look Puerto Rican.
I now officially speak more Italian than Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Spanish.
That's a pretty white thing to do, learn another language.
Business.
You don't speak Puerto Rican anymore?
Puerto Rican Spanish.
Are you better at fidget spinners or switchblades?
Fidget spinners.
Yeah, right. Another
dude,
white thing.
That's white as shit. Dude. True. Are you better at Kendama? Or selling drugs out of a bodega?
Did you guys see a guy who stabbed that dude? Did you talk about it yet on the podcast? The fucking bodega owner, the guy came back there.
Yeah, the guy got off.
A month and a half ago, Ari?
Yeah, I just thought of it again.
You know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, no big deal. It rules.
No, there was another one.
There's a bunch of them.
No, that just had happened today.
Again?
Yeah, they got same shirt and everything.
Yeah.
oh, man.
We have a lot.
The subject, number four, damn. The, number four, damn, dude. It's going to be such a problem.
just And it really does just.
I didn't even want Soto right now until he did that. And now I'm like, no, I got to wait.
And it's just, it's not ruined, but it's lesser. It's so much lesser.
Oh, no, it is kind of ruined, dude. It's going to be a little less enjoyable.
That spent a lot of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like it'll never be
40% of the fizz.
Yes. It'll never be the 40% fizz.
40% of the fizz. Every sip you take, you'll know that already ruined that sip.
It's now third sitting already.
Yeah.
I just opened it, and now it's when you've had it in your fridge for a couple days, and you pull it out one more time, and you go, it's got a little something. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing long-time now sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And, of course, that is rockauto.com.
Oh,
oh no. It's alive. It's alive, everybody. It's the Rock Auto Frankenstein.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Rock Auto Frankenstein? Just fixing your car parts, huh?
You know what, dude? Talk about car parts. I'm just going to light the cigarette real quick.
Fire bad.
Oh, fire is bad, but I have to light this real quick.
Jay, stop fucking with me.
Hey.
So I get that, like, the Delta 8 vampire gets really high, but what is
Who?
Frankenstein?
Is that even a thing?
Do you use auto parts?
Yeah, look at these spark plugs in my neck.
Oh, yeah, look at those.
Are those dual fires with the two different sparks at the same time?
You know it.
Also, have NOS gas in my butt.
It's just Lewis doing
it. Let's not forget he's a Frankenstein. We can put whatever we want. We can soup up Frankenstein.
I put a muffler in place of my cock.
This guy's got a muffler cock. The thing about Frankenstein, you really could. You could fix him up with it, whatever
you want. That is true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I got a Hemi engine for a brain.
Well, any car
440 horsepower.
Ding, ding, ding.
0-60 fast. Oh, yeah. They make it super easy to maintain your car and save money. It feels good knowing that your car is in top condition. One more time, that's, what is it, Frankenstein?
RockAuto.com.
Oh, man, Frankenstein knows I use the internet. Great prices on auto parts. Tell them that we sent you. There's no promo code needed. Their prices are that good. Just let them know the Legion of Skanks and the Legion of Skanks Frankenstein sent you, or the Rock Auto Frankenstein sent you, made almost entirely now of auto parts and a human brain. The prices are too good for promo codes, as we said, so fucking again, rockauto.com. Check them out. All right, let's get back into it. Fire bad?
Fire bad.
Rock Auto?
Good.
Yeah, he's learning. Topic four here, dude, is I worry about getting in trouble for talking about these things, but I really have strong opinions, I think.
Why?
The comedians you should and will know in 2022.
Yeah.
You mean 2023?
Well, that's, yet. I mean,
you're going to find out about them.
You have a very limited amount of time to find these comedians if you don't know about them now.
Oh, there are no straight white guys on this list.
You're like,
oh, wait. This is already in awards. We're not doing the award.
No. Oh, no. Someone did
make
this
our
already.
Own.
No, we're making our own. Okay.
Someone already put this list together.
Right. Oh, that's what I'm saying. This was a list. The comedians you should know, well known 2022 is a list, and then we're going to fucking talk about them. That's tough.
No straight white guys on the list. I know. I feel bad because maybe all these comics are really funny people. It's never about the people they pick. It's always about the people they overlook simply because they're...
Yeah. They're sure, you like, could pick up Sagalow because he's a homosexual, but where are the Feenies of the world?
Right.
Yeah.
What's Feeny going to do? Just there was thumb up his ass.
Dude, a Feeny is a great name for somebody you want to call gay.
He's a Feeny.
Oh, you got your little Feeny in you, dude. That'll get you fucking pumped up for the week.
I don't know why I'm feeling bad because we did a whole episode dedicated to asking people if they're funnier than Mike Feeny. And I really like Mike
detector.
Feeny.
You weren't here for this.
I don't know why. I don't know why we're picking on him so much.
Yeah.
Is
he's great.
No, we're plugging him, dude.
He's a Feeny.
One thing for sure, I would almost guarantee is Feeny's got a fucking big old dick.
Disagree. Show it then, Feeny. Show it if you're so comfortable with
it. No, I bet he has a
big
dick.
His wife's pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congrats to them.
Because he comes deep.
I know, exactly. We don't know until this baby's born. If it's Mike's baby.
We're sold out on this.
So we're told.
Well, if the lie detector has proven anything, that baby will be less funny than the Are You Garbage guys.
What was that one?
We asked them both if they are funnier than Mike Feeny on a lie detector.
They both said what?
Yes.
Well,
no.
Passed.
Kevin said yes and passed. And... Foley said no and failed.
That's even worse.
No, that's the best. That's the smart move. That's the very smart move because you're such a cool dude. You tried to say like
that's what I tried to
do. I tried to say no. The lie detector simply wouldn't have it.
Just say what you know the right answer should be and hope it comes up
and
right.
It's like, hey, listen, these tests are. I know it seems
they're not
admissible
for a reason,
but it's
look,
not.
I know it's been 100% accurate on every other question that we've ever asked it except for this one.
I know the
technology these days is so far advanced from what you grew up with that you couldn't believe it, but no, not right here.
I didn't think it was hurtful funny at all, but when I saw in some feed of something like another podcast talking about, I think it was their podcast, they were talking about it, and it made me, I didn't even listen to it because I was like, oh man, I hope Feeny's not actually upset about that, but he shouldn't be.
Oh, somebody else is talking about it? No, I talked to Feeny about it. He at first he was upset because
really?
We named the episode.
A little bitch.
We named the episode.
Everyone's funnier than
Feeny. What was the name of the episode, Alex?
Funnier than Feeny.
Funnier than Feeny.
All right. Well, that's a gas station on that mistake. Level. Can't get mad at me for that.
So he looked at it. He was like, what the fuck is this?
I get it.
And then he listened to it, and it was literally everyone just talking about how funny and cool Mike Feeny is.
Well, we did. Yeah, we did mention it.
Everyone should. Comedians should all, at the very least, think they're funnier than Mike Feeny. That's not a crazy benchmark.
That's hurtful. That's a weird way to put it. That's not how I would have said it.
I mean, if you're not funnier than Feeny, fucking get out of the way, man.
I more was going to say, if you're a comic,
you think you're the best.
No, that's what I meant. I meant
you said it so bad.
I really said it really bad.
Oh my God.
Dude, he goes, you think you're funnier than Mike Feeny? He goes, you should be funnier than Mike Feeny immediately.
Everyone should be funnier than Mike Feeny. What a terribly worded way to say that.
Everyone should think they're funnier than Mike Feeny.
That's the same thing. That wasn't even worded a different way. That was just the same thing.
I forgot how it was worded, and then you fucked it up the same way again for me. Can we turn the air on in here?
It is a little toasty in here.
Feeny's hilarious.
Can we turn the air on, please?
No, this is how Godfrey wants it.
I would say, I think Mike Feeny is very funny.
Yeah, he is very funny.
All right.
Everyone thinks they're funnier than him, evidently.
But he's not on this list of straight white guys who are 2022 people who should.
Well, he's straight as far as I know, so he can't be.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? This is not going to end up playing well. Can I tell you
why?
I agree.
We're going to want to read the names.
I agree.
It's not going to play well only because if we know somebody.
It's inside baseball.
Yeah,
sure.
And then we're going to just fucking make fun of their fucking big lips and shit. This is crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to go.
It was totally going in that direction,
gotcha.
Lewis. I appreciate you pulling the plug on it.
I'm with you.
I will say that I think it's wonderful that we are discriminating against the group
straight
of people
guy.
Who have given you more funny than any other group of people. And we should continue to do that. I am pro that. Actually, by the way, it's not even true. Fucking comedy has always been dominated by blacks and Jews, basically. That's always been the people.
What? Jews?
Right, though? Disproportionately, that's
probably.
Always been like what the best stand-up comedians are. So it's like, maybe it wasn't a room that needed forced diversity.
Dude, imagine a black Jew. Imagine like an Israelite stand-up comedian. Like, you know, the guys from
Times
Square. I know,
ironically, those guys, not that funny.
Those guys would rule
at comedy.
That's
a cute with those
they
guys.
Really are.
They would rule.
Dude, just add like a roast battle.
Yeah.
But damn, they're just, dude. They're just this is so flat.
Dude, what if those
it
guys
totally went from being so good and third to sucking trash. Look how flat it is.
Oh, dude, it's been terrible. Yuck.
It's not great. It's pretty flat.
60% of it's
60%.
That's what's so great about Ari's move is it's not even ruined to the point you'll keep sipping it. It'll just every sip, you know.
He needs caramel water.
You'll see. Enjoy your own fucking creation of garbage. Fucking now it sucks, dude. That's car soda.
Yeah, it's car soda.
That's soda you bought. That's soda you bought, and then 3 hours into the trip, you were like, you take your second sip, and you go, damn, dude. It's been hitting the sun and all that shit.
Yeah, you left it in a rest stop.
Fucking sun soda.
Dude, Diet Coke, do you ever get self-conscious drinking? I get self-conscious drinking Diet Coke in public now.
No.
Because I've never seen an in-shape person drinking Diet Coke.
It's Coke Zero, bro. If you're a bro,
Coke Zero does
for the bros. Same recipe.
No, but bro-y. It's just...
It also looks similar, too. They make you feel not so queer about it.
Well, yeah, silver? Way to go, lady.
There's just something about it. It's unhealthy. Healthy people drink water.
You're right. I couldn't agree more, but no, I've never even overthought. To me, in my mind, it's simply a game of numbers. Where I'm like, even if I'm fucking like, fuck it, I'm getting a drive-through here somewhere, we have no choice. I'm going to get a diet soda just because, like, I'm already doing so shitty. Like, why waste calories on that?
Yeah.
That's all. So, no, I don't feel bad. I feel bad publicly.
If I walk around and have a Diet Coke in my hand, and there's people there, I'm going like, oh, I'm a fat piece of shit.
No. All the other people are going, you see that fat loser with the Diet Coke?
Right? I think that when I see people drinking a Diet Coke,
he's trying to lose weight.
I was like,
I got a straw in my can. There's lipstick marks on the straw. I'm walking home from work in L.A. Gears in a fucking pantsuit.
Hey, guys, please help me welcome Michael, the fucking black Zionist. Hey, everybody. Give it up for the rightful return to our country. We are the true descendants of Abraham. Give it up for that.
Roast battle, but just like don't even attempt to. They just do the thing they do the whole time.
Is the most unfuckable thing is the middle-aged lady going home from work putting sneakers on over her like work dress?
It's lame. It's lame.
Wait, so she can feel relaxed.
The most unfuckable thing.
The most unfuckable thing
is a lady who's just like, my dogs are barking, and I'm gonna start relaxing on the bus.
It's not good.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
not particularly fuckable.
It's not hot at all.
I like a hard worker.
You do?
You like a woman wearing LA Gears?
I like it
over fucking nude stockings.
I like her to take one of them off, and I like her to be rubbing her own feet on the bus.
Oh, her corns.
Yeah, dude.
She's massaging her corns.
She's massaging her own feet.
She has some of those.
Long day, huh?
Does she have some? Will you see a woman with toe pads on her fucking corns?
Like she was prepared for this.
She goes, no, you know what? Your feet got to be comfortable. You're going to be walking on the rest of your life. You're like, oh, baby, you know what I'm about to hear.
Not hot.
So dude, that is so not hot to me.
I like a hard worker, dude.
There's a lot of things that aren't hot. The most unfuckable, like, walking, or if you're panning like a street during a day, is the lady walking home from her job.
Dude, pantyhose in general. You ever hook up with a chick, she's wearing pantyhose?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Long johns?
She's got a fucking, almost a pad in the middle of them, like she's gonna piss her pants. What is that?
You see through long johns, so I can't see your pussy or legs.
Pantyhose do have like a piss flap in them.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Pantyhose are terrible.
They're terrible. You ever seen hanging up on a shower?
Yeah, I haven't minded taking off.
Fucked.
Pulling panties off the right body is pretty hot, but it's also like
No, it's not.
I'll tell you what. Dude, pulling pantyhose over panties is fucking weird. Like panties on. If panties, girls wearing panties
that?
And
yeah, there's panties
three
under
layers.
No, the hottest times for me have been no panties underneath.
No way.
Stockings, no panties.
What are pantyhose? What are they for?
Control top.
Shave your fucking legs. Get a tan.
Is that no?
Work on what you have.
I think it's for color thing.
What is?
It's a color thing.
That is Jay.
Alex, what African are pantyhose American. For? Tell me, please.
It's a color.
Alex,
it's a color thing. It's for the color of your legs.
I kind of look at them as being like an old-fashioned thing. Like I feel like my mom and like aunts will be like wear pantyhose with a nice dress to look presentable.
Why?
I don't know.
So you're not like showing off too much leg?
Kind
no, because the
I,
color
that's
of
the way
it is more of a smooth.
Like,
it's
warmer. Warmer. Those are always around.
Is it warmer?
It's a no. I tell you, it's a filter. Is that a good?
So no, it is. I think Alex is right though. Is that it is like kind of this like 1920s like only a whore like, shows her shins.
I think so.
Yeah. It wasn't like from a World Expo.
I would tell
one
you guys, I think it's more
like pantyhose. I was like, what the fuck?
Remember, my mom would buy them and an egg leg.
Yeah, eggs.
And an egg.
Yes.
Egg.
Here's the thing. The control top ones were to suck a woman's gut in. But pantyhose in general, I think, were used for like the color, for like the smoothness.
To make it look smooth, like a
cheerleader. For the smoothness of the leg. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Shave, yeah, when you get close to a cheerleader, you're like, oh,
leg.
I don't think it has to do with shaving your legs or not. I think it has to do with having a pale leg versus like a tan looking
leg. Pull up the Google definition of why women wear pantyhose.
I would like to know how this has persisted.
I think I'm going to nail this.
I think they sold it to the American public.
The most offensive podcast on earth, folks.
That's right.
We get to the bottom of the truth. Yeah.
This should be an easy one. The Google search. I still hope you're working on that URL fucking Karen Fiona situation. I haven't forgot about
get
that.
Get on it.
Pantyhose reduce friction on your legs.
Jay, you should wear pantyhose.
No, but I'm starting to read this and think I should have. Am I a pantyhose away from having chafing? Guys, I haven't had blistering or chafing in years.
Okay, hold on. Pantyhose reduce friction on your legs, which prevents chafing and blistering. Possibly the worst thing about wearing long shorts with bare legs is the possibility of
not at all what it says. The
worst, possibly the worst thing about wearing long shorts with bare legs is the possibility of rubbing and chafing.
Are you gonna read the thing? Are you gonna play your fun game or are you gonna read the goddamn thing?
Gabe, boy, Mike, can I have more coffee?
Go back to that thing and let's read it for real.
I'll read it for real. Possibly the worst thing about wearing dresses and skirts with bare legs is the possibility of rubbing and chafing between your legs.
Painful thigh rub.
By reducing
that's the whole reason.
Why is that more of an issue with thigh rub?
Can I tell you what then? So it turns out the constriction shorts. Thigh rub
would be worse with like jeans than with a dress.
No, they were never going to wear
jeans. That's why you need girls to have that gap, dude. Because
your thighs are being covered completely.
Thigh gap.
No, I get what they're saying for sure. But they're saying...
there's other purposes as well, like warmth in winter, keeping cool in summer.
Where's hotness? Appearance and confidence.
Ew.
Prevention of sweaty, smelly feet. No panty lines.
So they don't have to wear panties under that.
Fashion and the prevention of varicose veins.
Have you seen
a varicose vein on a bitch?
Yeah.
My mom had varicose veins.
I'll tell you this.
I remember.
It's fucking... you know what it is? I'm telling you, they're compression pants. That's what they are.
Jay, we get it. You've been with some frumpy bitches who needed fucking...
No, it's got nothing to do with that. That's an athletic thing. It's the same thing with guys. It's all like, it's compression.
Gabe and Mike, you didn't really run it in and spill it everywhere.
I mean, steaming hot coffee and the blind kid comes sprinting in with it.
He made it on my shirt.
He put it behind you and it was spilling everywhere.
It was going nuts behind me. I think I'm going to get one of those McDonald's old lady burns.
We should enter him into the Special Olympics. And sponsor.
Can we?
Yeah.
Of course.
Why
we
not?
Can.
I don't know. Because those guys
blind people, they do blind people Special Olympics?
Why not? Of course.
Javelin.
If you're blind and you're running in a circle of some kind.
Let's put him in track and field, dude. I want to see Mike do a fucking decathlon.
Yeah.
Dude. I want to see him row a
boat. Dude, I'm going to bring him to a corn maze.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even know when he's supposed to be scared. It's a clown with a fake chainsaw. He's like, do you know where the exit is?
He's just touching the clown.
Are you a clown? This is a clown nose. Am I feeling this right? Can you use that chainsaw and carve me a place way out of here?
I hear you dragging a chainsaw, I think.
Fuck, dude.
Dude, let's get into this. Fuck, I'm telling you.
Wait, can I make it? I can't get over this. I just made a realization.
What?
Yeah?
Alex. Yeah. Can we all just turn to look at Alex for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Is now looking a lot like a young Mitzi Shore.
Or like facially actually looks like yourself.
The whole thing, the hair.
I don't know what she looked like.
I don't know what a young Mitzi Shore looks like.
There are pictures of Mitzi Shore where she looks like a frumpy drug addict. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Lewis. You really are not a nice person.
What?
A frumpy drug
addict. Oh, Dave, I'm sorry. Are we boring you?
No, just you.
Oh damn, dude.
Damn.
Trouble in Yo MMA Raps.
Alex, I'll move on from this, but I have not forgotten it.
Alex?
Well, not that.
Yes!
One. No.
Younger than that.
I don't see anything.
Younger than that. You just show Alex. Look at her hair.
She does not look like Alex at all to me.
There, look at that. I see it. Yeah.
Okay, and that one, a little bit.
Bottom left. Alex.
Okay, I got to be honest.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
Yes.
All right, a little bit. A little bit.
I think you're being nice. I don't see it.
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely see it.
Guys, I've known each of them for many years.
Dude, you know what we can do? Those idiots in LA are so dumb we can convince them that Mitzi Shore is still alive.
She's back.
She was rich enough to pay to have her brain put in a personal
container. She's back.
And we'll take over, dude. She'll take over the Comedy Store, dude. They'll get my name painted on the side of the building. Finally.
Yeah.
This is the angle, folks.
Instead of hiring his people to paint it.
You're going to put it over Pauly Shore's.
Yes, dude.
Do my name right over her son's.
Say it, new Mitzi. Say it.
Tell him, new Mitzi, how much you want this.
Nah, dude. All right, boys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com. What's going on?
Oh, man. Did you hear that Frankenstein bomb before, dude? Everyone's jumping on the monster game, eh? It ain't as easy as it looks, is it, bro?
I mean, I don't think he bombed. I felt like he did a pretty good job reading, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Satellite Jan to come up with that whole he's made of auto parts thing so we could get rolling with it.
No, no, I feel like we actually came up with that a while ago on the show. That was the first time it was ever invented. That's literally what... Rockwell of Frankenstein said.
I'm barely paying attention, dude. I'm all Delta 8 in the house.
Delta 8 vampire guy. I don't even remember there being another monster.
No,
was there,
dude. Well, there was a werewolf once, but he died in the tragic silver door accident, if you remember that. We are grabbing at straws over there, dude.
Hey, can I be honest with you? I don't know what's going on with you today, what's dude. Up? You're just kind of a dick today.
Yeah.
Usually you're cool as fuck.
I know. Now I'm holding a dog.
What's going on with you, dude?
I'm being a bit of a rich bitch.
You really are, dude. You are being a little more aggressive than usual, but you do make a point that werewolf went out like a bitch.
True. Dave, can I tell you something? I've been doing real estate lately, so feeling pretty good. Got a little bit extra scratch going, you know?
It's a good market. It's a seller's market.
Oh, it is a seller's market all day. Lewis, why don't you talk some shit while I crank my Alfa Romeo speakers, yes?
All right, sure. Look, guys, if you like to get really high and not act like this dickhead vampire.
Vroom. If you want to be a dick.
Listen to that kitten purr,
you
huh?
You just sang vroom really loudly.
I didn't buy these auto parts from some stupid Frankenstein, I'll tell you that much. I got them over in fucking AutoZone.
You sound like you're a little bit intimidated by Rockwell of Frankenstein.
That guy's got nothing on me, dude. All day long. I stays getting pussy.
I'm just saying.
Did I mention I stays getting pussy?
You're not really being true to yourself. You used to be a nice guy who got high.
You were very calm. You were very relaxed. You were the guy who just did a lot of Delta.
Now you got an Alfa Romeo. You're selling real estate. You got a little designer dog in your arms.
I paid an arm and a leg for these bus stop advertisements for my real estate thing.
By the way, your dog is fast asleep.
Yes.
The dog really took the jet.
Sleep, dog. I charmed it to sleep. Now, kill for me. Hellhound, rise and kill
Look,
for me.
Look, if you
me.
Like to get high, Delta, it's legal in most states. They got gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs.
Dog it into my gummies.
And all you got to do is go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GAS when you check out. It's already cheaper than weed. But if you guys want to save some money, use that promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order.
Hey, Lewis.
Yes.
Sorry about before, dude.
Hey, man, it's all right, dude.
I just, you know, I want to make sure I called my position, you know?
No, hey, dude, look, I don't care. It's really Rocco to Frankenstein you got to apologize to.
Rock.
You want me to call him over?
Yes, get him on the horn.
Hey. Hey, vampire guy, you're nice.
Hey, Rocco to Frankenstein.
You're really cool and I like you.
Oh, man, he's retarded. It's making me feel terrible. Hey, Frankenstein, you're a cool dude, too. Huh? What
you
shit
really
is?
Think so?
Yes, give me a gentle hug if you wouldn't mind.
Ouch!
Ouch! Okay, back over to your commercial. That guy.
Well, that was beautiful.
By the way, I rubbed up against him, Dave. All that dick and no brains to use it, eh? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a muffler.
Oh, shit. Was that a muffler?
Yeah. YoDelta.com is the website. GAS is the promo code for 25% off. Get
King
weed.
Of monsters.
Get Delta 8 weed delivered right
all
to your door.
All day long. Nice try, dude. Nice try, right. Frankenstein.
All right. Where were we? Oh, fuck.
Let's do this dick contest, dude, because I'm telling you,
Britney Spears.
These stretch out. This is
video
nutty.
Of shows Drop Tower Ride.
There's other
crash things, in India.
Oh, we can get back to things. We have time.
Let's see this. What's it called?
J1C6.
Well, the competition
why don't we do
does.
Show Jay a dick?
The competition takes time, and we're a little limited today.
Right.
So we should do that because we have to do.
All right, so let's do plugs real quick, and then we'll get into the competition, and we'll call it a fucking day if that's what it is.
Well, we don't have to call it a day. We should get to
it. Go long, dude.
Godfrey will be late.
Godfrey will be late.
Mark my words.
That should be the new catchphrase for Grazio Podcast. There will be late.
Ari, give your plugs, buddy.
Guys, I'm starting a new podcast called You Be Trippin'. It's available for subscription right now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You Be Trippin'. You can watch episodes at youtube.com/Ari Shaffir, but listen to them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. First episode drops September 26th, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah.
Oh. Hmm. Very Rosh Hashanah.
What's the concept? Is you
travel
on it?
No, talk to a guest who's been somewhere. You got to come on for Jamaica, I said, or Costa Rica.
Jamaica or Costa Rica or Italy. I can go anywhere, baby.
Yeah, you were just in those places. But you're the one I know who's been to Jamaica the most.
Yeah, Jamaica should be my go because I can give great advice in Jamaica.
Yes, that's what I want.
Great advice.
What's your experience?
By the way, I listened to a travel podcast on Italy. These just fucking boring bitches. And
boring.
It was great, though, because they taught me so much about what I needed to do.
That's like a really great idea, because if you're going somewhere, you want to listen to
that like,
what'd
you get into?
But now you could actually do it in a way that's fucking
it's
like, entertaining. And I like that.
Like, what'd you get into? It's like,
everyone's going to think it's you on acid.
I swear.
It's a travel podcast.
For the entirety of that plug, that whole plug, I thought you were still doing some type of Godfrey bit. Get it. And I was just like,
that was racist.
Ari's going pretty far with this whole black thing. Yeah. All right. You'd be tripping.
And then, real quick, under my dates, I just got October, I got Philadelphia. November, Portland, and December, Dallas. But I'll be with Big J Okerson in Las Vegas, Nevada on September 21st at Wise Guys Comedy Club. One night only, Ari and Big J. Two headliners, same price.
Same price.
Half the money for them.
Yeah, two drink minimum total. That does not go up to four.
They made the ticket price up, so technically we're going to cut it in half. Whatever horseshit that was.
It is a higher price than normal, I'll be honest. You guys got me on that one.
I got a lot of live stuff coming up. If you're watching live, this is coming out tonight. It's out right now. All right, so tomorrow night I'll be in Colorado Springs. Me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour. Zach and Miko, the special guest this entire week. Also going to be in Denver on Thursday night. Friday night, Vegas, one night only at the LA Comedy Club. Not to undercut Big J and Ari, but
it's not.
Tickets are not going well. Folks, you gotta get these tickets. I'll tell you that much. If you can only buy one, buy it for me and Aaron. Don't buy it for Jay and Ari. Gotta be honest with you, folks. Really get out there. Midnight show, one night only. Sunday night, we're gonna be at the Comedy Store. The Depraved returns to the Comedy Store.
Nice.
Adam Carolla,
great lineup.
Zach Amico, Aaron Berg. It's gonna be fucking great.
You
come out. It's
who
gonna
else?
Be,
you?
Me and Annie Letter. And
nice.
I don't know. Oh, it's going to be incredible, guys. It's going to sell out.
Bill Burr, Jim Jeffries, Ron White, Segura.
Carole's on it, and then what else is going on?
Neil Brennan.
Neil pulled out.
Great.
So, then I'll be September 22nd through 25th in Tampa, and then the end of the month, Plano, Texas. All with Aaron Berg. LewisofSkanks.com for those tickets and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network by using the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for the Legion of Skanks.
Hell yeah. September 25th, one night only, two shows at the Creek and Cave in Austin, Texas. Jamie Kilstein going to jump on those shows with me.
Nice.
So come out there. The ticket links are up at my website, comicdavesmith.com. And I'm traveling for a few podcasts this month, so I'll be doing some cool shows. Yo MMA Rap, Part of the Problem, all that stuff.
How's your MMA Rap going?
It's changing a lot of lives.
Are you guys having fun with it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
The show's been growing. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. I missed just talking MMA with Lewis.
Who's excited to fight? Who's exciting to fight Cyril Kane or Khan?
I mean, the rematch for the fucking title is the one that's fucking exciting. Him versus Ngannou, him versus Jon Jones, him versus Stipe.
Yeah, if Jon Jones comes back in at heavyweight, it sort of mixes everything up, right?
And Stipe's chilling there, like, kind of, you know, he lost to Ngannou, but he's like the best heavyweight ever. Him versus Gon would be a fucking really interesting
fight. Gon looked incredible, dude.
Yeah.
And he
he beat the shit out of
him. He's a French monster, and Lewis finds him very sexually
attractive.
Really?
Karen,
get on it.
She shows up at Aaron Schultz's barbecue.
Please, God, bring this guy to a barbecue. I got to see him first.
What's going on?
That's the next barbecue.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live this weekend, everybody, I'm going to be at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland. Please come check me out there. After that, I'll be in West Palm. Justin Silver, I believe, and Dylan from Gas Digital are going to be on those shows with me. And then after that, Columbus, Ohio. That's coming up right after me and Ari do, of course. Wise Guys in Salt Lake or in Las Vegas, Nevada. So make sure you come check that out. Get tickets for all those things. BigJComedy.com. On the road the rest of the year. So every weekend, look for a city near you, everybody. Coming to you very soon. Of course, the SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. That's all.
I got another thing to add, guys. Earlier you heard about a Gas Digital promotion, which you use promo code, I believe, LOS, and get a 7-day free trial.
Sure.
I forgot to tell you about an 8-day free trial right now at gasdigital.com. If you use promo code Ari at checkout, they'll know which Ari you're talking about. It's going to be me. You get an 8-day trial instead of that dumb fuck 7-day trial that was talked about earlier. So, stupid. Something to keep in mind. Also, Jay's in my podcast, Skeptic Think, this week.
Boom.
Man, 8 is better than 7.
If you go to, if you went on UB Trippin', where would you talk about?
I don't know. Yeah, we talked about it already.
Yeah, where?
I was like, have you been anywhere?
Not vacation?
South Africa. South Africa. South Africa was pretty
But that
long
was as a comedian, though. Did you but do anything South African-y?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Took land away from a black guy.
Dude, I made out with a girl from South Africa when I was 19, and I was convinced myself that I got AIDS because I made out with an African. I swear to God. Without any like hesitation, I was like, did I have AIDS?
Was it a white chick?
Yeah, white chick.
You were just in. You were just like, yeah, I've heard.
We had to wait for monkeys to walk by on the road. It's pretty wild.
Really?
I swear to God.
Easy.
If you guys go there, you're going to want to wait for monkeys.
What did I say?
No,
I didn't say nothing, dude.
No, I mean hairy monkeys.
Listen, guys, you got to subscribe. Guys, we just edited there. You got to subscribe to Gas Digital to see all the jokes we just made.
The animal. The monkey, the animal, the
Jay,
monkey.
They're people.
Whoa, you should have heard us.
Wow, it was over the line.
Yeah,
even
guys,
for us.
Got to subscribe with that promo code Ari.
Use the uncut version of
No Straight White Guys on the list, everybody.
Let's see these dicks. Oh, the dick's another thing. Okay, so hold on. What do you guys want to talk about? I'll take it from here, Jay. Mom attacked by 15-year-old robber while pushing kids on
Let
a
me
stroller.
See that. That's fun.
That would be fun.
Let's see it.
Tom Cruise stunts shown in full. Nah. And then horrifying video shows drop tower ride crash to the ground. It's one of those two things. I'm going to go 15-year-old robber.
I saw, you guys got to contact Shannon before we do shows, because a lot of these are on the list, Shannon's list.
What's that mean?
Because I do Realize Podcast. We don't talk about the same subjects.
That's on you. This
yeah,
is a bigger
we'll
show.
Do it all fucking good on this.
No, we have Realize Podcast. Don't be fucking hating, doggy.
I didn't hate it at all.
Shit.
I've been on there multiple times.
Good on this, dude. Yeah. It's one of the best podcasts in the world.
I love Legion of Skanks Light. But
guys, don't forget to check out my new website, realispodcast.com. It's a rundown of all the podcasts in the podcast circuit today.
Real Butt Podcast.
Is there...
Mom attacked by 15-year-old robber while pushing kids on a stroller, still waiting for that Karen fee and getting fucked video. Okay.
After assaulting a 37-year-old...
Oh, 37-year-old should be able to take a 15-year-old.
Wait, where... Okay,
no,
here we
15...
go.
No!
Oh. Oh, with her baby.
Oh,
let go of the
stroller. Twins, look at these twins with their dumb legs kicking in the air.
What the fuck is she doing? She's punching her.
Why does she
reason?
Drag the kids with her?
Oh, the kids upside down. Oh, the kids. Oh, they're going in there hard. They're like, nah.
We're going to murder.
It was a robbery.
This black child.
They're jumping over the fence at her place. Oh, yeah, my God. They're going in hard. They were like, this is not allowed.
That was all for a robbery.
No, it's for fucking the video of a fucking stroller
a vicious
popping
assault.
Over.
Dude,
that's the mom's fault.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying like
she did that
for a robbery.
What does that mean? Urge anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. They already have the video and arrested her.
Goes,
what other information?
If you guys want to say you were there,
look at the
something.
Baby's legs in the air. That's so funny.
Just kicking up in the air.
By the way, those babies are stupid. One might be dead.
They're watching their mom get beat up upside down.
Mom, fight back, you pussy. Stop just covering up. It's a child.
How long did she fight it off?
Oh, fight back. On. This lady.
Oh, the kid's just upside down. Look at the one wheel spinning like they do in the commercials. Just focus on the one wheel moving up and down. Oh, my God. They're dragging her out
they
there.
They drag her away.
This seems like too nice of an area, and this seems like too nice of a house for them to
pull this
out. Yeah, cul-de-sac. Good word, Jay. It shows them biking by earlier.
I think it's funny that they pull her away, and then the babies have to like eventually stop crying and be like, well,
stop, we're going with her.
It's twins. It's two babies.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. Yeah, well, it can also just be two babies close in age.
I understand the instinct.
What if they knocked over some Siamese twins? They walk by, they're like, I'm so fucking freaked out. Attacked the lady.
If you're the kid who attacked her and you go to court and they wheel out Siamese twins to show you what you've done, you're like, shit.
It wasn't about that.
That's not going to look good. I had no idea those kids were attached to the head. I was behind her.
I'm trying to think, and maybe... I could understand, first of all, I could understand your instinct at first to hold on to the stroller,
sure.
Right? Now, you'd think when you're going down, you wouldn't want to pull the stroller with you, but I could also understand if you haven't hit the brake on it, being
worried
that the stroller is going to roll.
Good point, good point.
And almost be more like, let me try to like...
I mean,
the stroller's going to roll a couple inches into this cul-de-sac.
It's downhill. He's not...
Obviously, flipping your fucking...
It's not super downhill. There's a lot of gray area.
It's a very split-second decision you have to make. I could see almost trying to be gentle putting it down. I don't know.
Also, you don't know if somebody's grabbing your head. You're like, ah!
Dude, these babies had all of the blood rush to their head, dude. It's hilarious.
Oh my god. Did somebody write them like a fucking beetle?
These babies are...
Let's see that again. I want to see if it's any downhill, if she made the right call.
By the way, now I'm starting to think...
That could be downhill, dude.
Come on, dude.
That could be right downhill to a highway.
I'll tell you what. Look, it
that could be downhill.
Down.
It does it's, just not, it's not clear. It's not clear. She did the right thing.
Yeah, but you don't know. Even
she died
slightly,
to let that thing
roll.
Come down.
She drags her off to eat her.
It doesn't look like a zombie show. What a good shot.
Dude, can I tell you something? I'm starting to think more because only one set of feet of babies are moving. I'm starting to think that they are, in fact, Siamese twins. And one's body doesn't do anything like the Lori and Dory country singers.
Dude,
that
she really jumped
ahead.
She just pulled her hair. What
I'm rooting for this 15-year-old for some. She's working hard.
That's
I like it.
They are attached, to, they're attached to the head.
15-year-old's barefoot, of course, dude. She's a wild animal.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't believe that one's attached to the
head. Wait, let me see them biking by
before. Scooting by. They were so, let me tell you something. They were so right they were going to be able to arrest a black person. They didn't even send one black cop. They're like, we got it. This is the one time we can do this.
Everybody in this neighborhood, all the cops in this neighborhood were like, yo, a black person in this neighborhood did something. We get to go get a black person. Goes,
wait.
I want to come. Everybody can come.
This happened yesterday. It was September 5th, 2022.
That was my mom's birthday.
Damn, dude.
Yes, really? Well, in honor of your mom.
Happy birthday, Mama Gomez.
That's what she'd be doing.
Don't you feel, do you feel a little bit something? Lewis, you're a kid. You grew up, like, I feel like I grew up like I was a little bit of a fucked up kid, but you grew up really, like, had a fucked up childhood. Both your parents, you know, your dad got stabbed to death. You got molested a bunch.
Did not receive
molested. Really bad at sports.
You got kissed by a male teacher when you were older.
System ate you up and spit you out.
You liked it. You kissed him back.
You lost your virginity to Precious.
All that shit.
You but initiated. Don't,
and we talk a lot on the show about how you like had these, you know, you almost robbed the KFC and you like almost did some things that were, but don't, aren't
you,
you a little
did
bit
gay
blown
stuff with
away?
A music teacher?
You did do gay stuff with a music
then
teacher.
Then you ended up actually doing gay stuff with a music teacher. That was
loved
a weird
it.
Time for
you.
You
taught it. You how to play piano.
You taught you how to play piano teachers. For free. You retained nothing because you repressed it all away with the rapings.
Remember, you got caught smoking crack in school. The principal came, put your job on the roof.
Thanked you for hours and hours.
He yelled at you. You smoke crack, don't you? Why don't you just jump?
Said it was your fault.
He fired you even though you were a really good teacher. You flipped the desk over.
Said, why'd you wear short shorts if you don't want it?
Then everybody came outside and sang that soulful new song they wrote for the school. Yeah. Why don't they make a school song that only black people can sing? That was the most racist thing in the movie.
You screamed at him. He didn't have the authority to suspend you. He said he can make a recommendation.
You used to call him Crazy Joe. Now you call him Batman. Benson was in the beginning. The fat kid from Juice.
Yeah. All right, so the point I'm trying to make, though, is that even don't you find it, I'm blown away. But like, I knew fucked up kids. I knew people who were like criminals. But the lack of humanity to like attack a mom with her stroller to drag her down and beat her in front of her babies, and you don't even have like any, like, there's no part of you
that
goes like, what
the fuck's wrong with you?
I know I want the money, I want to rob this bitch, but like,
there's babies on the ground and you're beating up somebody.
It's
start over. That one's broken.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that there are people like that just like all around us. Like, people who just would do that.
Yeah.
Like,
there are not that many around, you know.
But there's some.
There's some. In New York, you pass one a day.
Yeah. I mean, look.
At minimum.
There's no way you can see this. I've watched, like, street fights, like, videos where it'll be, like, two, like, bitches, like throwing down.
Yeah.
It'll be, like, a two-year-old toddler right next to it.
Yeah.
And at one point, you see the one fucking kick the toddler over. It's so funny to me.
That was her own kid. She just did it as a sign.
By the way, you know what's a great
follow? Get out the way, DeShanta.
You know what's a great follow on Instagram?
What?
Kids getting hurt.
Oh, Jesus.
I love that one.
Great follow on Instagram.
It's just a kid getting hurt every time.
And if they're never that getting that badly hurt.
It starts, you see like the thumbnail, and you're like, okay, that kid's going to get hurt.
It's great, dude. It's never bad. It's always like pretty mild.
No, they always just say, it turns out he was okay. They don't know. They just say that.
Let's see, pull up.
I like to believe he would not be okay. Yeah, just pull it up.
Kid's getting hurt.
Still waiting on that Karen getting split apart by that Uriah Hall.
What if it was on kids getting hurt?
Get in the face.
Great.
Fantastic. It hit her twice. Wait, hold on. Watch this idiot. Oh,
no. You have no depth perception.
Okay. Look at his buddy filming.
Dad doesn't even give a shit.
You put the volume on.
He doesn't even move.
I was trying to catch the card.
Well, why would you even try to play?
Go to the one
because you get to keep it or something.
That kid's gonna fall.
No, go to the one in the pool. I saw that was a funny one yesterday. Let's see. Yeah, right there in the pool.
Jeff, oh my gosh! Dude, Jeff, oh my gosh!
Oh jeez, you psycho!
She goes, Julia. She goes, what?
Oh my gosh!
And she hits her knee on the thing too.
That's so funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Good stuff.
Adorable.
Good, great stuff.
Kid just drowned.
But Dave, I agree far more with you. I'm like, yo, it's wild that like
that trips me out.
Yeah.
That there's people and for the
not
people
that someone
who
would rob somebody, but that would be and not anybody would go, oh my god, a kid's I can see her friends like, we should rob her. But then as soon as you're like, oh, it's a kid, no way.
Yes. So that was always like the weird line.
I was even at a point... conspire to rob you before, like in chasing, following you.
But that's a different fucking thing. I've robbed other people when I was a fucking degenerate kid. Not like that, not like take shit from them, but like taken, you know, like stolen from people and shit.
I've robbed them.
Yes. No, like with it, when they
no, not, like
not strong arm robbery.
Not yes, not right.
You took things but, they didn't know you were taking.
Yes, and fucked up ways that I fucking, you know, was shitty of me. But they're always, and I've hung out with people who have like fucking, you know, were kind of thugs when I was a kid. Ari robs people
What's
of their
that
confidence.
Last thing you stole?
Salmon from Whole Foods. A salmon.
A whole salmon?
Yeah.
No, this is not,
not a
fillet.
Whole salmon,
this
a fillet.
Was a salmon.
Yeah,
the
like
fish.
You know, one of those salmon things.
Big old salmon.
Ari robbed it from the ocean.
That's not true. It was cashews from the airport.
Oh, airport, I feel like I have to steal. If I don't, I feel like...
Have you ever just said...
Ari stole
Have you ever been hungry at breakfast and gotten an airport breakfast and just gotten the worst eggs you've ever had in your life? Like, the worst breakfast. And it comes out, and it's like $58 for like...
You
owe me.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something's going to change your mind about the airport because it's very new for me.
Mm-hmm.
United
Sky
Club.
Lounge, or whatever one.
Yeah,
but the Delta Sky Lounge, it's a big.
Yeah,
change.
The clubs, all the foods there free and it's pretty good.
It's pretty good food. They care much more about the food in there than they do at the restaurants. They're just yeah.
I mean, some of the restaurants are. If you go to fucking LaGuardia is
Chili's to go.
Amazing now.
Now I know they changed it all.
Dude, LaGuardia is fucking wild. There's LaGuardia's beautiful restaurants. Bomb. It's really dope. There's really cool shit.
There's a fountain that has writing in it.
Newark.
Yeah. When you get off, it's pretty cool. That or the Big Bay. Sometimes you land, it's a Big Bay.
What is the sound? What is the bleeping?
Yeah, folks. Bleeping.
Come on, folks.
You got Mitzi in the booth doing her own thing.
Mitzi, what are you doing
Mitzi's
back there?
Mitzi's bleeping and blopping in the booth right now.
Bleeping and blopping? Telling people
blabbing. There's something bleeping.
I heard that. I did hear it. I didn't notice it until you said it, but then
What's the bleep in the blop?
Three bleeps. Yeah,
wait,
Bobby.
I get what you're saying, though, Dave. That's crazy. To beat up a fucking mom. And
that,
have
that wouldn't be a line.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I get like even hang out with people who are like, hey,
I'm gonna rob somebody.
Even like I'm gonna strong arm go mug somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Even mug the mom.
It's like,
but the when there's the baby's there and you're pulling her over
and
the
mom
stroller
would be like, this
falls.
Is false. Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's over.
And
it's over. What the fuck are you doing?
Run
get
away.
Out of there.
And then, you'd also just go be like, hey, bitch, give me your purse or I'm going to kill your kids.
Yeah.
And then she's going to give you the purse.
Now, that's not the point.
But she's beating this one up.
It sort of is.
So I got,
it sort of is. It's like, at least if you're going to, because you're saying at very most, you mug the mom. You could do it with like a threat and you get the thing and you run off, whatever your intention was. To have your actual intention be to, I'm going to rip this lady down by the hair and her kids flip over. I don't give a shit. I'm dragging her off. Like, that's
fucking,
what I'm saying. There was no, like, she never showed a lick of humanity in it at all.
And I'd say
that, I don't think that might
one,
be a sociopath.
For every
for
one
sure.
person who does that, I think there's 100 who, like,
have that same thing that wouldn't fuck with
could
them.
Go.
Yeah, like could do that. Like that wouldn't like
if that lady hadn't
them.
Walked. If that lady hadn't walked by that day, that girl is still willing to do it.
Yes, just, yes, kinda, exactly.
She didn't have the right moment.
Yeah.
That's a they should fucking end that kid. What are they going to rehab that kid? That you're willing to do that? It's like it's a broken model.
Maybe like the maybe not prison, but maybe like a Siberia type thing.
Australia,
like
an
we
Australia.
Drop you in a desert that's somewhere.
It. I mean, yeah. Guys, the babies were fine. They had their legs hilariously dangling in the air.
Oh no,
they share one brain.
No, I'm not. You're right.
They play country music.
It just keeps getting worse for us.
Listen,
are we upside down? Tell me. I don't know.
Listen, I think those Siamese babies are going to be funnier for the experience.
Oh,
but
sure.
I'm just talking about
let
the callousness.
Let me tell y'all about the time my mama got robbed.
They're lying in the back. They're like, we
thank
can talk
that,
about this.
Thank that goddamn Dory ain't got no feeling in her tootsies, because they'll be upside down.
Gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank sheathunderwear.com for supporting today's show. Best underwear I've ever worn in my entire life.
I'm they wearing have, some for right our, now.
I always wear them.
Well, we just found out that we have humongous cocks. So I've ever needed underwear to separate my huge cock from my fucking monster
balls. What am
I going to
do with this thing?
Yeah, I got to have different pouches for both of them, I guess.
But now I feel like talking to our fans, I have a different outlook. I'm like, if you need to separate your gunt from your balls,
Sheath, get on it.
Look, they have incredible styles. They feel great. They have moisture wicking technology, so they keep you cool in the summertime. They keep you warm in the winter.
Also, summertime is wrapping up, everybody. Winter is right ahead. They've also got incredible base layers, hoodies, and gator necks. Winter!
I'll tell you, Jay, it's past Labor Day. It's appropriate.
Yeah! Get your winter shit.
The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful.
But I have to leave. I'm really afraid. Baby, it's cold outside. Please get your hands off of me. Baby, it's cold outside.
Sheathunderwear.com is the website. If you guys want to check out their amazing underwear, use the promo code SKANKS when you check out. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. Sheathunderwear.com, 20% off. All right.
Moisture wicking.
Where were we? All right. The horrifying
video shows drop tower ride crashed to ground.
I'm telling you,
you've seen this video feature
week
on Real House Podcast, but you're seeing it here.
We did this last week. I'm telling you,
we
the
did.
The contest is it takes time.
It's fine. We got time. We're good.
We don't have time.
We have time.
Godfrey's coming.
Godfrey's not even here yet.
Yet, for sure.
How long do we have to do this thing?
As long as we want.
Well, all right. It's going to take a while.
Until Godfrey says we're out of here.
Yeah, I mean, Godfrey's the boss here.
I mean, the first syllable of his name is God.
Yes.
Can't compete with that.
Let's start. Would you try?
Could you get one of them to get me in?
All right, so here's the thing. Round two of the small dick golden ticket contest. All right, do you know what the golden ticket gets you?
You told me if someone says the phrase that pays to me,
is that a golden
get them
ticket?
A fucking ticket to Skate Fest. And I told you someone said it,
and I said yes.
And you go, oh, cool.
What's yeah.
How am I going? And I keep saying, then how shall I get at this ticket? And you
give
just
me
say
their
nothing.
Name, dickhead.
What?
Give me their name, dickhead.
I've given you the name.
No, you didn't.
Nope, because you didn't ask for it.
I did.
I'll agree that I lied, but you also lied, which forced me into the lie.
That was a quick walk back.
I realized that when I came out, I was like, I don't want to go down this road. Honestly, you've never told me a solution yet.
Okay, there's a solution. They're going to be on a list. All right, so
this is a golden ticket. This is not a ticket.
And what does this golden ticket get you? Your own show on Gas Digital without having to sleep with Lewis.
One trip to Jamaica.
No.
You will have to sleep with Lewis.
The golden ticket.
The golden ticket is you get to be Lewis's personal slave for not 1 week, but 2 weeks.
That's pretty
normally
that's
it's
pretty
1 week.
It's
2 weeks for you. You
two
get the
full
honor.
Weeks of
golden
servitude.
Golden ticket gets you all access pass to Skankfest. But the golden passes get you to skip the lines.
First person.
Front
every
row,
show.
Every,
front row
show.
Every show.
I don't even get that.
No.
You don't?
Lewis.
You genuinely don't even get that.
I told you that I wanted that.
I also promised that this golden ticket gets a room for the week.
A room?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
oh, yes. The little
station.
Yeah.
And what do they have to do to get this?
Remember you hired Isabella?
So
Isabella, starting salary, $200,000 a year.
Isabella, six-figure salary out of the gates? Dude, that was wild. I appreciate it.
So this golden ticket winner is because it's this special.
So what do they have to do to get this?
You just hand it to a random?
No.
Oh.
They've been sending us their little dicks. It's a little dick competition.
Are you? I'm so emotional about this. I'm telling you, you're going to feel something about it. All of us do.
I don't know.
It has hit all of us in ways different. Different than we thought.
I've just been grossed out at times. Lewis is thrilled. It makes him so happy
rules.
to see little dicks because he thinks his dick is better. All right. Jay gets depressed and sees what his dick could be and what he thinks his dick is.
His body dysmorphia.
He's like, he's worried about the dick.
I feel like I'm not worried about my. It's the bodies they're showing. What the, man, that's gonna take 20 more percent. Can someone get me a beer? This sucks. Can someone run to the deli and get me a White Claw?
I have a six pack of White Claw and I didn't bring it to Tim's in my trunk right now.
Can I have a one White Claw from the deli? One of them big old jammy jams?
Can someone run to the deli or Lewis's trunk, whichever's closer?
All right, so look, round one.
I have to pee.
All right, go pee.
Should I wait?
Yeah, no, go pee.
Okay, and so we're going to show dicks here.
Yes.
We're all showing dicks.
But no, we're not showing our dicks.
No, we're not showing our dicks at all.
It's a dick competition right here.
People sent in their small dicks, and we went through a bunch already, and these are the top five or six small dicks.
All right, well, you have to be here
now in round two, they have to get their dicks hard for us. No.
But we don't have round two right now,
do we? Don't piss in the cup. No.
I won't.
No, Ari, please.
Don't.
He said he won't.
Remember, no, he's a liar. Talking about bodily fluids. Remember that? We talked about it.
Godfrey's coming.
No, stop. No, stop.
Ari, come on.
Stop,
man.
Ari. Nobody wants piss, dude.
Ari, please.
It's not big enough for cups, dude.
I don't want to do
that. Jay, take the cups. You're within arm reach.
I don't want to, but I don't want to miss any of them.
But we won't go without you. I promise you, dude.
Godfrey's coming.
I swear on my son's life, we won't do this.
You have Lewis so by the nutsack right now on a business level.
It's not even that, dude. I just don't want piss in the cups. It's going to smell, dude. It's weird, dude.
It won't smell that bad.
No, stop, dude. And you're going to overflow.
Did you have asparagus?
That's why I have two.
That's not going to be big enough.
When he pinches it off and switches it off.
I'll tell you, think that's big enough, and it's not.
It's not. You're not wrong. You're right.
All the time.
Did you ever actually try to piss into a Gatorade mug?
It's not enough.
I'm an expert at this.
You're going to hold it right out of the car.
The decent size one.
I haven't thought of volume before.
Also, you think your dick can just fit inside of a Gatorade. My dick is thicker.
It's thicker than the front. Hell yeah. I cannot get my dick into a Gatorade top.
Let me show you some dicks that can get into a Gatorade top.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Just go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom. We'll wait for you.
I don't miss anything.
Stop it. We'll wait for you. Stop taking your pants off. We're waiting for you.
Go.
All right.
We're going to wait.
If you get pissed on me or Jay, we won't be able to be friends anymore.
Lewis, you can
Lewis will get over
piss
it.
All over.
Lewis will get over it.
Go piss.
Okay, Lewis, at this point, you realize I have to piss in the cup.
No, you don't have to do anything, dude. You're you.
Look at me.
You're you, dude.
Get out of here.
Stop it. Go. Go. Go.
Come over this way. Can I switch with you?
No. Get him. Hit him. Get him, hit him.
Come in, I swear to God.
Stop it, dude. Stop it,
everywhere.
Stop.
I'm pissing everywhere.
Stop. Stop, he's missing. Stop it. Stop it, Ari. God damn it, dude. Why?
It's so clear.
He's gonna fill the cup, dude.
That one's already almost full.
And the cup's already disintegrating from the coffee. Get him another cup, you idiots. Hurry up.
Guys, I'm good.
No, you're not.
I'm telling you, I'm
get
good.
Get Gabe Lion Mike to come in here and take these cups of water out.
Oh, I'm going to go puke.
Oh, man. Hey, give me another cup for shitting.
I hate him. Can Gabe Lion Mike take out the piss, please?
Dave, bring this to Gabe Lion Mike while you go out there.
What are you fucking stamina? He's not going to throw it at us in here. He wouldn't do that. He's not that bad of a person.
Please don't.
You know you did this, right? You went too hard. There was no option.
It smells, dude. It smells like Jew piss. Stop.
Oh, there's a wet stain underneath the cup.
No, that's from the, what was in the cup?
In the plastic cup first, please.
You want me to transfer?
No.
I wish you to drop it in like a Jaeger.
You
shot.
Want me to Jaeger shot piss?
Come on, dude. Please put it in the plastic
cup. Wait, hold on. Are you sure?
All right, please put it in the plastic cup. Bobby, we got to... Don't drop it hard.
What do you mean lowered it? Look, you never lowered a thing into a thing.
Can somebody please come and get the fucking cups?
If he puts it in there, I'll take it.
Take it.
No.
Stop mixing it.
He's doing bartender tricks with it.
It's like cocktail.
All right, please. For the love of God.
Just piss.
Oh, it's so gross to transfer someone else's piss.
Or have you ever drank a cup of your own piss?
No. Have you?
No. Would you though?
If the right bet was made.
Oh man, Ari's. It's just piss. Comment is Bobby has to haul off his piss.
Just piss.
It's just piss.
Oh, don't
piss,
you sign up for this job thing. You wanted to be transporting piss.
Damn, Bobby. God bless you.
I swear to God, I had this thought in my head earlier today. When Lewis was like, Ari's coming on today, I go, you know, Ari hasn't done anything gross in a long time. And I felt like he's due for a gross thing.
He's like, do. I said it.
Man, that just bought us 5 more SDR shows here.
That's ridiculous.
Let's watch this big dick contest.
Small dick contest.
Small dick contest. So wait, what happened? I thought we had one of the 6 person didn't send it in. Microphone, Alex.
Dalton did not send anything in for Diva. Round.
Jerry measured his soft dick at 1.25 inches. This is what I'm getting today? This level of smallness?
Oh, it's the ones we had last time were, I don't know how to say it, atrocious.
All right, these guys all got their dicks hard for us, right?
So, yeah, so these
this is round two.
Yeah, this is a hard.
Oh, I didn't. I thought we had one more round and then round two. So this is the hard dick.
This
competition.
Is the hard dick.
Let's see. Wow. Our 6 finalists. You know,
5 finalists because Dalton didn't send one in.
So we got Jerry, Tony, Josh, Debo, and Brad.
Debo, can we be reminded of who's not in the contest anymore? Who's personally?
We got a time crunch
Dalton,
here.
Dalton.
Yeah, let's
Dalton. Who was Dalton? Because was Dalton like a front runner? Did he at least leave room for somebody else? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Was he in the lead?
We had a couple of guys that were like mind-blowing us. That's Dalton.
And Dalton's gone?
Yeah, this was him.
Dalton could have bailed. I get that. I remember Dalton.
He had great presentation.
Good presentation. It's definitely a small wiener.
It's small wiener. Horrifically
That's
tiny.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's,
it looks like one of those blow-up tubes, and you have to push the thing in.
You'd think this is the worst dick in the universe if you hadn't seen some of the other dicks.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Why would you send this in to not continue on to the next round?
I know.
So you just did this. You just told the world this and showed your face.
It's because he's killed himself.
Probably killed himself.
That's definitely what it is.
You're right, Ari. Yeah. That's what it is. He's since committed suicide. Dead men can't send videos.
Dead men tell no.
All right. Let's go to Jerry.
Jerry's in the contest.
New message.
Now, Jerry measured his soft dick at 1.25 inches.
Okay.
And his message.
His message says, "Sup, skanks, all of you. Yes, even you, Dave. Have a little gay in you for looking at all these small dicks and no pussies. Anyway, I just want to say thanks while you watch me pay tribute to the skanks. Jerry."
Sick fucking jersey, dude, by the way. Nick Foles, Super Bowl.
That's Sal Volcano in hiding. That's pretty much obviously Sal Volcano.
Fucking faggots. I'm trying to fucking jerk off and get hard to your fucking faces, you fucking homos.
Yes, you are.
I am going to pay.
This is getting them hard.
Watching your guys' favorite porn while
he degrades us.
Let's go.
Are you uploading this?
Oh, shitting. Ew, Jay, you love that.
I do not love that.
I see why you like this, buddy. I ain't gonna lie, the big old fucking...
Oh, wait, is it a hot chick? Because then I am intrigued by it.
Right in her butt. Right in my butt.
Oh, butt after a shit?
Was that a shitty butt?
And ew. She's got to put her head in the toilet while he's fucking her in the butt.
What a nasty bitch.
Look at that fat ass. You see that fat
Are these
ass?
Nun whores?
Those are just nuns.
What else, gangs?
Let's see.
Okay.
This guy had a good presentation for the video. The video was definitely entertaining.
Him watching some porn, it's straight out. Is he still holding it out?
Can you zoom in a little bit?
I think his hand is on it, on the backside.
Yeah, he's also pulling back.
Yeah, that's...
Which is not... Why would he pull back? He can't even just...
He thinks he's shoving it forward. Dude, yeah, he's got his hand...
I'll tell you what, he wants to show you that there's something shows up.
Yeah, but he shouldn't do that, dude. If he's trying to win a small dick competition.
He's still lifting it, making it presentable.
Yeah, we can't... He can't even
You're not wrong. I get it. I get it,
funny.
I get it.
It is something about you that you still have to make it look as good as it can. And this is a dick that can never look good.
Yeah.
But even in a little dick competition...
If I entered this and got to this round, this picture my dick, the hard part, I would take it laying down from above. I would be giving everything. I would make it look as big as possible. This because I'm like, well, it doesn't matter.
It's if you cut off enough of it, it looks like it could be a big dick, but then as soon as you move your hand,
more, it's like a dwarf. It's got the proportions of a regular
exactly.
dick.
Exactly. Lord of the Rings dick.
It's like a Bruce Banner.
Yeah, when you see it next to those video games that are way in the distance,
it looks rich. It looks righteous. Yeah. Oh, this guy went to Chappelle show.
This is him before.
Yeah.
This is Tony?
Yeah. No, that was that guy.
That's the same guy. Okay. I mean, it got better.
That was Jerry.
Yeah, it should have.
That was also Jerry.
Yes. Yeah. That was Jerry last
week. I feel at this point you guys might not be getting me the Photoshop of Karen getting split open by that dude.
No, they'll have that for you.
Tony. So Tony's next.
Tony. Let's see, Tony.
He wore a Borat bathing suit in the first video.
For accurate scale, here it is soft again.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny.
Way bigger than the other guy.
Now for the big unveil, or should I say the small one? Here it is.
That's hard.
As you can see, it's smaller than my pinky finger.
Oh my god, that's a stay that hard.
I think that guy's that's a relatively average sized dick.
Average sized dick. Wait, what is that?
Average sized dick.
A bottle of
dick. No, Jitters?
It's a very small dick.
It's not an average sized dick.
Jay's like, he puts an airplane sized bottle next to it, and the airline says the bottle is a head bigger.
Yeah. Oh, was it that airplane sized bottle? Bigger
How
than
his stay
dick?
Hard this long.
Hey, Jay goes, it's not the huge dick competition, bro.
Yo, slow down, bro. You trying to hurt somebody with that thing?
He goes, as you can see, most of his fleshlight is just a waste.
I mean,
so sad.
That is a small dick, but the other guy's dick was definitely
Yeah, this guy sucks. This guy sucks.
It's, I'll tell you, once that it's a very small dick, but once this dick gets hard, it doesn't seem like it should win the smallest dick competition.
Yeah. Lewis, can I add something to this?
Please.
I think this guy should be banned from Skankfest.
Yeah. If you see him,
he's got get him out of there. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he can come, but not only does he have to wait online, after that line, he's got to go back to the back of the line and just pretend there's the same amount of a line slowly go one person up at
Let's
a time.
Fuck this guy
but he
up.
Can come and then enjoy yourself. Enjoy the weekend
that's
after
a
that.
Fair punishment.
But double the line.
And he's hard for an incredibly long amount of time.
We're moving three on, right? We're going to move three on out of these five.
Three on.
Oh, this guy's
out. And then the next week is the talent competition, and that's it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And no new message. Fuck Tony. You were terrible.
I'll be honest. So, all right.
I didn't like Tony.
Let's say Josh.
Josh says,
what do you got for Josh?
For Josh?
Yeah.
He says, I'm a grower like you wouldn't believe.
Oh.
My girlfriend is amazed at the difference in size when I'm hard.
Oh, this guy's going to have a big
Keep
one.
In mind, I said I'm a grower, not huge.
Fair.
Yeah, this was sad.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be a grower.
Gotta be. Is he showing it getting hard?
No, yeah, he is.
I mean,
no.
Oh my god,
that's making me sick.
It's worm like. That's disgusting, and you can't look away.
Oh, dude,
that's wild, bro.
Dude. Oh, wait, man. He doesn't even touch it. He just sits there and watches.
And he still pulled back his gun.
That's the part he's embarrassed about. He's accepted he has a small dick, but the gun. He's like, that's on me.
Gun's on me.
It is amazing though how like some of these dicks like there is dick there. It's just that the gunt is so
Is that a 3-inch dick?
It looks so wet. It looks like a smaller dick that's
slimy?
Just come through a bigger dick.
Because it lives inside of a sweaty gunt.
Is it just that dick lives in a cave. Like, lives in a...
Yep.
In a cool, damn...
Dude, it actually looks like he can fuck his own gun. Kind of rules.
Yeah, he goes, it looks like it feels good when it's away.
Yeah. He looks like he's not wearing a condom. He looks like he's wearing those ball, half balls.
It's pretty warm in here and wet.
Dude, I'm going to cream pie my...
I don't know. Say what you will about my dick. It's got its own garage.
Dude, cream pie my gun.
This is making me sick. I want
to
puke.
Bobby, can you go to the end with the hardest he's going to give us,
He's
going to
blow.
No.
I hope he blows a load.
That's it.
Dude,
that's the biggest.
God damn it! I'd be like, you're the president of Legion.
I will say it is. It's horrible, but it is. He's not wrong. I could understand why his girlfriend,
who's
obviously had a rough life, but she goes, it's crazy that you go from
Debo. No. That was Debo.
No. It's Josh.
This is
look,
right.
It says
it's
Debo
girlfriend.
On the fucking video.
Oh, it does say Debo.
It does say
guys,
Debo. That leads
guys,
me to believe this
guys,
is not Josh.
Whoa,
guys,
this whole competition is now
what the
in
fuck is
jeopardy.
Right
this
now.
Is definitely Debo. Hold on.
It's definitely Debo. The
we got to read up on
Debo.
Debo then. Okay, first of all, they fucked up on two levels. Still haven't seen that fucking picture. And this.
True.
Now.
Where's the character?
So we
got to
know about Debo before we go in. We're judging him on a guy who says he's a grower. And that's not what this guy even said.
Debo didn't say that at all. Debo says he has a small dick tattoo on his shoulder. Says I have a small wiener.
Yeah, dude. And then it says a time lapse video.
Can you guys tell me was
that
was Debo?
That was Debo.
So
you fucking
Debo.
Idiots.
Wow. Good thing
it's because Josh only sent pictures and I moved forward.
And you just chose not to tell us that.
I didn't realize it.
And now we look like assholes. Actually, you did transport that piss. I feel like it's even.
Even Stevens.
Can we see the pictures of Josh's hard cock?
Let's see Josh. Okay.
I'm disappointed in these hard dicks in a lot of ways.
Why? In what way? Because that
weirdie.
Looks like legitimately like a mushroom you buy from a dealer.
That's a weirdie.
He literally looks weirdie. Like he's holding a fake dick.
He
over
does.
His body.
Also holding back the gun. What do they not understand? We don't want to see your hard
Lewis,
big dicks.
We don't want to care about your guns.
I can't believe you don't get it all. That at the end of the day, they're
no,
like,
no, but you're trying to win a small dick competition. Makes no sense. You should be trying to suck
buddy,
that shit in.
But yeah, but next week, when they go back to showing us their small dicks talents, it's going to go right back. You're going to forget all about
this. They're going to suck at the gun for that, too.
This is their moment to shine a little bit if they can.
This whole thing fucked me up a little bit. Okay, so that was Josh.
That was Josh. And
Debo was the other one.
Can I see a picture of a penis envy mushroom? It does look very similar next to that, next to Josh's dick.
If you could, please.
If you could, please. Just
Bobby, if you wouldn't mind, throw a video.
Put the Karen getting fucked picture on hold for a second.
If you could dial that back for a second and just focus on another thing.
Make this number one priority.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
The rest.
So we have one more, right? We have Brad.
Damn, you're so lucky Godfrey is here to fuck your shit up.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. That's yep. That guy's. There's that one. The one right in the middle.
In the middle. No.
Yeah.
That?
No, no, not the baby one. The one behind it.
Yep.
That's
put
his
that
exact
right
cock.
Up next to Josh.
Folks.
Cut and paste that. That's the new green screen of the new studio. That's what it's going towards.
Now
this
we have it.
Mashup that we're about to see.
Guys, this
guys,
is
guys, all your donations, all your using code Ari at fucking checkout. This all went to this
no,
moment.
It's not even
no,
the
no,
fucking
yes.
dick. You fucking no, morons.
Guys,
you're embarrassing me over and over
guys,
and over
no,
again.
No, no, no. Stop yelling at them and look at the exact
wow,
lineup
is,
of that.
It is.
Wow.
Guys,
wow.
Shroomfest is September 10th, 11th, and 12th this year. You found this out just in time. Guys, damn. Celebrate by doing mushrooms any point September 10th, 11th, and 12th. It's uncanny. Penis envy mushrooms will get you there. This guy's got a fucking penis envy dick.
Look how horny Alex is getting.
For mushrooms.
For mushrooms. She gets wet for mushrooms. What a hippie.
Dude, the resemblance is crazy. That's
it's
wild.
Crazy.
That is wild. I mean, what a good call, Ari.
Thank you.
First picture we find. Nails it. Okay, that's wow. That's Josh.
He's in my new lead, actually.
And finally, Lewis, you want to read Brad?
Sure, Brad. This guy had what looked like an innie, is our note, and the new message is, hey, Skanks, Bradley here. As a true performer in the Little Dick Arts, I'm not only going to show you my little dick go from an innie to an outie, but also a little parlor trick I do for all my friends. If I win this contest, I will drop trow at Skankfest and get my little friend out anytime any of the skanks tell me to. Hope I win. P.S. Wait till you see how talented I am with it in the next round. Winky face. I like how
okay.
No,
I
he's
like,
painting
I
a
like
picture,
the,
dude.
He's
he makes me
want to
move him on.
He
yes.
makes me want to move
Brad's
him on.
Little.
I
also
I want to see him drop trow at Skankfest.
I want to be clear. I don't want to see him drop trow at Skankfest. Like, I don't think any part of this was like, and then pull that little dick out at Skankfest. I don't like that. But
what are you bringing your nana?
We should have showed the small dick first and then the hard dick.
My nana is coming.
That would have been good production.
No, I said, let's show this little one first, please, because that presentation was very good. Wow. I want to see the difference here.
Well, he also makes you, I like alluding to the talent because it just makes me want to pass him on.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, dude? Fuck you.
Oh, you suck.
Fuck
this
right
was,
off,
damn it, bro.
Damn it, man.
What the fuck?
This was the guy.
You're a fucking Klingon, dude.
This was the.
It looks like an upside down. It looks like a Klingon yelling, oh.
You've got Warface, bro.
I described him as having a flat chested dick.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty flat. Good.
Ugh. It's this guy was.
You've got a sharp
this guy's
dick.
In. He was in the lead for me of the worst dick
yeah,
of
dude,
the
this
competition.
Guy's big,
can I ask?
Right.
Can I ask for another mashup? Just a Sharpay puppy.
You guys wouldn't mind?
If you don't mind.
Jumping on that?
Godfrey's not even
really
here.
It. He's not even here. He's supposed to be here 30 minutes ago.
That is true.
Fucking late motherfucker.
30 minutes late for his own show.
We'll just hear him a block down a Cosby impression and be coming closer and
zipping
closer.
Popping and a pooping and a papping. Here he comes.
Okay, Sharpay with that. While we hear that.
I thought that was enough time to kill for the Sharpay thing.
Oh, yeah.
I really thought we danced around.
We're just pulling out pictures of markers.
Yeah.
There it is.
Nailed it again, dude. Once again.
Look at the belly.
A Sharpay chest.
Sharpay chest. Sharpay belly with that
is,
guy's dick.
Man, Ari's two for two on these.
Ari,
things.
This one, I didn't have anywhere near as much faith in as the mushrooms. And I'll tell you what, you nailed it again.
Wow.
Killer.
Wow.
It really is.
Turn the Sharpay sideways.
Yeah, it can
like
almost
the same
be his
size
neck.
The dick.
The dick itself can be his neck.
Can you flip the picture, Bobby? Do we have the technology?
Turn it sideways.
Look at Bobby try. I'm watching him try.
What are you doing? That's computer version. I'm like, I don't know.
Is that even possible?
Bobby's our best and brightest.
He is. He's our first foot forward. Our best foot forward.
The move with the mouse.
He was
Bobby trying.
Oh, man.
Flippity dippity.
I'm doing everything I can.
I want to go this away.
But I did the thing.
Like, even I know that that's not.
Look, look, I did it.
He's just showing us he's doing something. Guys, I'm doing something. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing something.
I don't know why that's making me laugh so hard.
He tried to turn the fucking window sideways.
Come on, come on, come on. I bet he pushed the right, I bet he right clicked and moved.
Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck. That was so funny.
Wow. Bobby, anything on that sideways, Sharpay? Where are we on the old sideways Sharpay thing?
Oh, fuck me.
I love studio shows.
Yeah, man. Studio shows.
Well, I guess in the interim, we should see Brad's hard dick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hard dick.
We saw the Sharpay.
Mitz, if you could call up the hard dick while we wait for the Sharpay, or vice versa, whichever one that is. Oh, there you go.
Nice. if we get Sharpay a little bit bigger.
Sharpay a little bigger. Just cut out.
It's all right. We'll get to it.
Everything's going
to
be.
Whenever we get to it, we get to it.
You did good, buddy.
All right, let's see his hard dick.
Let's see that hard dick. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course you live in a dorm room.
Oh, man.
Maybe with a free trial on a video platform. God, that face.
This is making me so uncomfortable.
This is uncomfortable.
I would rather watch child rape than this.
I won't let you get away with this.
What are we doing with our
get lives? To the end, Bobby.
Bobby,
I'll let it play
it hard.
No, is this guy gonna fucking... Dude, this guy gonna bust off?
He's gonna bust... Dude, he's gonna bust off.
No!
Oh! Ew!
What damn it, bro. Who is this guy? Brad?
Brad. Oh, wow. It was a weird time for Godfrey to walk in.
He's a Brad and he's a dad. Hey,
Brad.
Hey, tell that lady to look away for a second.
Please. You look do like not nice look lady. At the screen.
Guys.
She's very nice.
Guys.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Guys.
All right. Look.
Godfrey, I'm sorry. How about that? I'm sorry.
You this should. Is not
that's
the professional.
Odd.
We didn't know, dude. We didn't know there'd be
Godfrey, come in for a minute. You gotta. Will you help us?
Godfrey was promised a professional work environment, and we have not delivered on
Godfrey
that.
Godfrey should have to judge. God. I feel like Godfrey should give us his opinion.
He's not going to be happy with this.
He's not going to want to judge this.
He's not going to be happy with what he's walking into.
First of all, Godfrey's very comfortable with his fucking manlyhood and sexuality.
It doesn't mean he's going to be happy with what he's walking into.
How are you, sir?
There's another mic right there.
It's not going to be good.
Give him a chair. So we have this couple. We're wrapping up right now. It's your studio. We're running late.
Yeah.
We've been having this competition for a Skankfest golden ticket. Godfrey will be at Skankfest, which I'm super fucking excited about.
Finally.
My
schedule was always
off. Hold on, turn his microphone on. Come
it was
on,
always,
guys.
Hello.
There we go.
My schedule was always off. Like
you did say finally with a tone like we
no, I didn't
never
like,
invited you to
Skankfest. No, it was like CeCe Peniston, finally. It's
so we're giving away a pair of tickets. But okay. These are golden tickets. You get to skip any line, front row seats at any of the shows. There's five stages going on simultaneously.
Nice.
Lots of crazy shit happening.
Godfrey, don't even worry about this part. This is nothing. It's
what you're doing. Some you pulling out your dick or something?
So not us, but these people have been. We've been having a smallest dick competition.
Wow.
And we've had,
turns out we have some tiny dick fans.
We broke it down to the top five or bottom five, however you want to look at it.
It's the bottom.
And this is round two. They have to get their dicks hard for us. So we just went through all of them, but we need a little bit of help because we've been split on all of them. We're split down the middle right now.
How many are you advancing?
Looking at them?
Three are advancing.
Yeah. And they got to get them hard. Some of them are getting hard in the middle.
We
you
don't
do
have
not
to.
Have to.
You don't have to. You don't have to do anything you don't want.
In fact, me, everybody in the room except for Lewis... knew that I go, I don't think Godfrey's going to be that psychopath doing this. And Lewis, and Lewis goes, you guys don't get Godfrey. He told us we don't get you. He says we don't get you.
Dave's
the most reluctant.
I've been uncomfortable the whole time.
That's right. If I break it down, I'm like, he wouldn't do it, really.
None of us want to be here.
No, I don't. He don't give a fuck.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a
you
fuck.
You don't give a fuck.
He likes
I
it.
Don't care for it. I don't care for it. And you're like, fun. You guys are kind of Abbott and Costello.
I see the funny shit.
We're pushing Ari to his limits.
Here's the deal. I wouldn't give a fuck. These guys are uncomfortable.
It's
rough.
Yeah,
feel
it's
bad.
It's a rough scene.
Disgusting.
Well, these guys are embarrassing themselves.
Show them the Sharpay. Show them the Sharpay.
Show them Sharpay.
Like
yeah.
Just yeah, look. Godfrey.
Godfrey.
You gotta just look at the screen. This is wild.
Godfrey's over there to your left.
Godfrey, look how small this thing is. Godfrey.
Godfrey, I have good news.
It looked like a belly button.
I have good news for you, Godfrey. You're really not seeing a dick if you look at that picture.
It's a shark.
What the fuck is that, bro?
Godfrey, I know.
God damn, what is that?
Look at the other black people in the lobby are confused about what they're seeing. They're like,
God,
what is that?
It looks like a volcano.
It looks like an imploded volcano.
It's got caldera.
Godfrey, you were already on the edge, but we are going to convert you to a full-blown black supremacist. By this show. This is. Are you telling me your race is not superior to a race that was produced?
This night is what radicalized.
Are you going to tell me? Look
how
in my
did
eyes.
That conquer us?
It's an Emmy, dude. I like a full Emmy.
Finding out that Legion of Skanks radicalized Godfrey. He's like, that was it. I've seen enough.
How did that conquer us? Fuck! That's a bad motherfucker. Ladies,
I'll tell you why.
I got a better proposition.
He's trying to make up for a lot, this guy. He's got to own
exactly
land. He's got to own people.
Like, I got to own a lot of shit.
That's exactly
I'm conquering
how.
The whole continent, ladies. God damn, that looked crazy. That was real?
That he has.
Yeah,
he
I
has.
Think so.
His.
Damn.
I couldn't
wait,
even
what
see.
If, could it be not real?
No, it's real. No,
they need, they need to turn that shit into a DDL instead of a BB. Holy
dick,
fuck.
His dick, that's when he got it hard.
You have to get a transplant.
It wasn't even really hard, it seemed.
Wait, did that guy get hard?
Show him that guy jerking off, and the that guy is hard.
God damn.
It does get better.
Show me anything.
Yo.
Why do you think Godfrey wants to see this, Lewis?
He would like it.
God.
He was just convinced. He goes, no, Godfrey will be cool about this. Godfrey.
Yo.
Now show him I'm jerking off. Godfrey will get into
whoa.
This.
Godfrey,
whoa.
This guy comes in his own hand and eats
pause.
It.
Comes in his hand
fucking
and eats
pause.
It, dude.
Pause. What the fuck?
Yeah, that part was rough.
You guys know me. Yup. What the fuck is that? The other thing I said, okay, fine.
Godfrey.
The volcano. Yeah.
Nothing about me
but
thought
I don't
you would appreciate
see lava.
Any of this.
That was the thing.
Lewis called you in.
I don't want to see lava. Fuck all that.
I thought of anything.
Mount Vesuvius
even Lewis
is
going to put on the guy jacking off into his own hand and eating it. And then he
no
did
way.
It.
Whoa, God.
Oh, you turned away from
God.
That part.
But you know what? I always go, it's Legion of Skanks, man. Yeah. That's what it is, bro. Yeah,
that's our charm.
I know, but still it sneaks up on you.
Still
it sneaks up
on
it does
you.
Sneak up on
that's
you.
That's a lot. Watch you men jerk off into the camera and then come into his own hand
and
eat it.
And they did it for you guys?
Yeah.
This
damn!
This is
how bad they want a golden ticket. Godfrey, when you're... the golden ticket gets you front row seats.
All right, Mr. Wonka.
So when you're
what
there...
fuck?
When you're performing, just, if you every show you go on stage in the front row will be the guy who won the smallest dick contest.
It's a perfect combination of...
And I'm not going to acknowledge him.
Of degenerate...
I'm not acknowledging him. I'm not acknowledging him. That's like someone... Here's the thing, Godfrey. Coming to a comedy show. Fuck you. I'm not saying shit to you.
This is the thing, though, Godfrey. Godfrey, you're not going to know who he is.
Hold on.
But he'll
email.
Be somewhere in the front row.
Oh,
so just ignore that whole front row.
Fuck. I checked the email at about 5:00 today, and he was one of the few who hadn't responded yet. So I reminded him, and he actually sat down and immediately made that video.
Wow. On the fly.
He goes, oh shit, I got to beat my dick right now.
You guys
in front
have
of,
such
in a camera.
Have such a perfect combination of degenerate, malformed, and poor.
It's really just
Neanderthal.
Yeah,
and put that and a little there. Bit of Cro-Mag.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck.
For sure.
All
right, what are we doing?
Yeah, a lot
here?
Of
Who's
things have to come together. No dignity.
Are you guys
no money.
Done?
Yes,
we're almost done. We got to show you a picture of Karen's new boyfriend.
We're just gonna pick three.
We got to pick
what,
three and
what?
Then show you that Karen's new
to,
boyfriend.
To move on
what
to get
to now.
The, well, just, we just picked three to move on to
most
who gets the golden
three.
Ticket.
Okay, all right.
This I mean, that guy.
He's going on.
Brad.
Yeah.
Brad's
moving
on. All
right. Brad. Am I done? No one's gonna be.
Go, Godfrey. Go prepare for your show.
Can I get some applause?
Thank you, yes, Godfrey. Thank you, Godfrey.
Legally, we can't hold Godfrey any longer unless we bring charges.
Let's okay, Debo's the one who got hard without touching it.
Yeah, that was disgusting, and
that
I think
disgusting.
He should move on, dude.
All
I think
right,
so
too. Debo moves on.
Brad
moves
sure.
on.
What
and then
Jerry,
now
Jerry
Tony's
Jerry
out.
Did.
Tony's out.
He, Jerry didn't watch me get hard.
Why is Jerry out?
I think because I don't think Jerry's
Tony's out. He also had a nice hard dick that stayed hard the whole time.
Mushroom dick.
Yeah, it just wasn't right for this competition.
This is Jerry.
And let me see.
That's Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh dick. Again. That was pathetic.
Yeah. He's holding it.
That's pathetic.
Pretty little dick.
It's horrible. And then can I see Josh again?
If you would please.
If you would please, Josh.
Hey, would you mind bringing up Josh real quick?
Guys, I don't enjoy this any more than you, but I have a job.
My girlfriend. No, they never showed us Josh.
Dave is being the most fair and balanced right now.
Josh showed pictures. He was the penis episode.
The mushroom. Dick. He was the mushroom. Dick.
He was the mushroom.
I'm going to vote.
By the way,
I'm voting for that.
Vote for that too. That's
it is
a
weird.
That's little in every. That's
awful,
a little in every way.
It is an awful, weird dick.
That's a. Yeah.
And what's Jerry?
Jerry was that side view with the Eagles. I want to vote for the Eagles guy, but
I feel like Jerry's got a better small dick.
I think he has a better small dick.
I like Josh Debo and Brett.
I'm gonna see one more Debo.
Let's see Debo. All right,
so
no, Debo had the slimy dick that was
Debo. He got hard Debo. Without touching it. It's that's disgusting. Wild.
Wait,
that means he could
you
do
voted,
that again.
Hold on, you voted Debo and Brad. I voted Debo and Brad. Lewis voted Debo and Brad. Debo and Brad are
there
two. This is between Jerry and Josh.
That's a good way to do it.
I say it's Josh. I think it's Josh. You know, he just sent pictures. I feel terrible. He only sent pictures, and other people sent videos.
What was the picture? The picture was mushroom dick.
Yeah, it's mushroom
penis
dick.
Penis heavy dick. Let me see Tony. Let me see Jerry, just to make sure.
No, Tony. Okay. We all agreed was ass.
Yeah, fuck Tony.
So you
and
want...
Jerry's the one with the he jerked off as he was saying whatever. He showed us the shit video. That was pretty cool.
Yes, he did. Showed us good shit presentation. Video.
I still say Josh, though.
I think Josh, dude.
I mean, I feel like this guy had a better presentation, and Josh is just sending in pictures now. I mean...
I know, but Josh's dick is really... It's...
I'd like to take a moment also to say Tony should be banned from Skankfest.
I'd Tony. Say double line.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Double line.
Yeah, no,
yeah
double line.
I mean, Tony's yeah. dick's a monster in this contest.
Oh, that's yeah. that's what? Who's that?
That's Tony.
That's Tony. Yeah, but he stays hard. How does he stay hard?
Yeah,
this
no.
Long?
In the land of the blind, the man
he's
with
bragging.
One eye is king.
Yeah.
He's the man of the
he's
4-inch dick in the world of 2-inch dicks.
Yeah,
something.
He took a fucking pill for this. He's,
okay,
he stays yeah, hard. He took a blue crazy.
Yeah. yeah. Sure. All right. So Lewis, you're gonna go Jerry. It's 2 to Josh, 1 to Jerry for Lewis, right?
Yeah.
You voted Jerry. I gotta say, sorry. I'm going to go Jerry as well.
Wow.
He sent in a video. He did a cool thing with his video.
Okay.
His dick was horrible.
Godfrey, tiebreaker.
Godfrey. We do need Godfrey back in here now. I'm sorry.
Dude, unfortunately.
Now, I do have to say, unfortunately, it is.
Godfrey knows what he's getting. He's not coming back in.
It is not fair to him, but
all right.
It is the only thing.
He won't come back in? Because now the funniest thing in the universe is Godfrey goes back to the side for Sugar Lance. We thought we were done with him.
Alex, while they're getting him, what do you say?
We have a tiebreaker, Godfrey.
Godfrey, we do have a tiebreaker. We do need help with this gut tiebreaker.
In the interest of competition, we do need you in here.
I think Jerry's dick just seems objectively smaller from these videos.
I agree, yeah. It's smaller and he did a better job.
Alex tilts. If Godfrey won't come in, that's the tiebreaker.
No, he's coming.
Godfrey's coming in.
Godfrey, yes.
Stone cold.
Godfrey, I do apologize
really
for this.
Sorry. We're really sorry.
But, you know, all of us are always comedy first, and I got to tell you, it is funniest if you do this tiebreaker we found ourselves in.
You guys are all winners.
We got two guys.
I'm not
there's
watching
two
that
guys,
shit.
You know,
that's
the
never been less
watch.
True.
It's not,
in any
not jerking off.
One's just a picture.
Off.
One's just pictures.
The other guy's just holding his dick.
And the other guy's just
we'll
holding
show you stills.
It.
Stills of both.
Still pictures.
He's got to pick which guy moves on in the small dick competition. You just pick which one moves
who's
on.
Who's more upsetting?
Godfrey, these are your reparations. Take them. Take them and enjoy
they
them.
They have to present themselves to you.
This is
it's the best they'll ever give you.
White
is this.
This is the best. So all you got to do is just say which
sorry,
one
buddy.
You which one is more pathetic.
That's it.
Out of these two, still
the,
shots.
The volcano guy.
No, he's already in.
That guy,
yeah,
he's in.
Godfrey, oh, that guy passed.
So there's one.
Gold medal, right? Yeah.
There's
okay.
one.
There's okay,
one.
This guy?
It's a quick peek.
Is it Eagles fans?
Okay,
those
that
video?
Guy. That
okay.
Guy.
No. Sorry. Or this guy.
Or this guy.
You gotta look at the color.
Nah, that guy, the other guy.
The first
the
guy.
First guy.
Is what? Is
Jerry.
What?
Jerry got your
Jerry.
Godfrey.
Jerry.
I barely saw it. I just said, fuck.
Jerry, you move on.
White. Yeah,
Jerry moves on.
Jerry, I said the other
from
one.
My peripheral.
Yeah, it was a peripheral view, but we have to take it.
Jerry moves on.
We said Jerry moves on.
Everybody Jerry, moves on. Jerry, Brad, and Debo move on to the finals next week. Send in your talent.
One of you.
Talent competition.
I think it's going to be a talent competition. That'll happen live. That'll happen live at the stand Monday.
Godfrey,
yeah,
this person, no.
No, the people won't be there live.
No.
They
will be doing it at our live show.
Up to 2 minutes.
Our show will be live at the stand.
Yeah.
These people won't be live. But they will, this person, whoever wins, will probably attempt to shake your hand at Skankfest. So
they're going
to
try to knuckle pound you from the front row.
One of them gets hard without touching.
They're going to do this.
Come on, baby.
Give me a little
something.
Yeah,
dog.
All right, let's wrap it up. Godfrey's
got
in the studio. We're out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Godfrey,
guys.
For letting
later
us
later this week
on
our Zoom
away.
Episode. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.